WSHF 567 monitoring. Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning there, sir.
Sir, good morning to you, sir. You have a good day now. WSHF 567 monitor.
Copy that, 567
WSBT 754 in a Calvi. This is WRWB 489. This is WRWB 489 calling WSBT 754. You got it on? Negative copy. On WSBT 754, this is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
I'm here, Mike. Good morning, WSBT 754.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I'm still way out here, 26 miles thereabouts.
You're about 5x9 in the repeater.
Well, this system works better than I thought. I thought way out here wouldn't be all that good. A little wet out this morning.
Yeah. I did see that. Well, you got to remember, too, you know, with the temperature changes, you know, I guess it all depends on your signal, right?
Yeah, there's so many variables. Could be anything. I know I got a pretty decent match and all that, 50 watts, so that helps.
There, 50 watts, there you go, right there. The radio I have in my mobile is only like 20 watts or so, I do believe. That's what the output power is on it.
Yeah, good line of sight. You can't beat it. That helps a lot. Oh, man. And it's only Wednesday.
Yeah, the weekend's not here yet. That's for sure.
Yeah, I gotta work this Friday. New boss, he hates our schedule, man. He absolutely cannot stand it when we have the Fridays off. It drives him crazy that there's nobody in the shop on Friday.
Let me guess, he's gotta work Fridays, but you guys get off.
Exactly. And to him, you know, the shop ain't open, we ain't making money. And I tried telling him, I said, what's the difference, man, if we're doing 80 hours in 2 weeks, you know, our pay period, we're getting 80 hours in 2 weeks. And 1 week we do 36, the other week we do 44. What's the big difference? And to him, it doesn't matter. You know, we need to be in here every day, you know. Yesterday he said, he asked me if he'd write me down for a couple Fridays a month. I said, I already work a couple Fridays a month. He goes, well, we need to get some parts out this building. I said, well, open up the doors, man. I'll grab the high-low and I'll set everything outside. Then we'll be out the building. He didn't find it as funny as I thought he would.
That's funny.
Yeah, when this outfit first took over, he didn't put us on the schedule. He fought long and hard about it. We were doing 5 days a week, you know. And I guess a few people had wrote HR over in the home office and said, hey, you know, this was part of the deal. This is what our offer sheet said, you know. This is everything they've been telling us. And, you know, this 980 schedule, and I guess they came back and told him, hey man, you gotta do it, you gotta do it. And he's fighting real hard, man, to get it changed back. He wants people in there every day.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, well, push is too hard, then people are gonna start saying, well, what about night shift, man? I mean, why do they get 4/10 every Friday off then? Shouldn't they be here too? I mean, they do get a 10% premium, for crying out loud. It's a pretty good chunk of change, you know, just to be on nights, and then they still get 4 day work week. So, I don't know. You know, shop life, man. Always something to complain about.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, I wouldn't know personally, but, you know, from what my dad used to tell me all the time, you know, when he worked back at Powertrain at the tech center. Well, actually, he worked almost inside every building on that site. So, but his first, go around was Powertrain. But he told me, you know, same thing, you know, where you get people that sit around and complain because they're not making enough money. We get there off goofing around. They're nowhere to be found for 8 hours.
Yeah, some of them work harder than not doing anything if they would just do their job. Or the ones that complain, they never have any money, and they're never there on a Monday. You know, they're off at least one day every other week. And we get a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, where I work, you know, we have some employees that they just feel like they'd rather work when they want to. Well, you can't do that. And it was like the one day, you know, my boss calls me up and says, hey, we got this one. I mean, it's in Marine City, but, you know, I'm like, you know what? I'll do it. I know the circumstance, you know, and furthermore, I told my boss, I says, you know, and furthermore, I says, you're too much of a, PWMF, or, you know, instead of just firing her and getting her off the schedule, no, you keep giving her chances, and then this is what keeps happening. He looked at me strange. I'm like, well, you know what's going to happen. I says, if we get downgraded, then the state's going to say, you know what, sayonara, we can't have this.
Yeah, my wife works at CVS, and she's got one gal constantly, man, constantly. My wife will have a weekend off, and Saturday morning her phone will be going crazy, the boss wanting to know if she can come in, because so-and-so ain't going to make it this afternoon, you know. It's always on the weekend that she gets called in. It's the same people all the time, and they never do anything about it. You know, and these days it's hard to hire anybody. I mean, we can't get people to come in for even an interview right now. And it's hard. I don't get where people are making their money, but I don't know. I ain't got long to go, Mike, and won't be my problem no more.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we, same here, we can't keep nobody. And you'll hire these, or I'll train these people, hoping that they're going to, you know, get hired in permanent. And, of course, as usual, they work maybe one or two times, and then that's it, and they bail.
Yeah, usually when the first weekend comes up, they're scheduled. It's like, oh, well, I didn't know we worked Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, in today's, world, you know, it's not so prevalent to work overtime and, you know, strive for what you're achieving. Nah, they'd rather just have it the way of Greece, where you work 6 months out of the year and then you have the top 1 or 2% elite pay for the rest. But, you know, once you run out of other people's money, then what are you going to do then, you know?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean. We just had a guy, he retired. Tom, he's been with that company, geez, man, like 35 years. And very, very brilliant mill guy, man. This guy knew his work. And he just couldn't do it no more, you know. He's got problems with his wife and a lot of issues going on, and it just got to him. And so he came in yesterday, started loading up his boxes, started looking around. It's like, man, I'm like number two in age in this place right now. I never thought I'd be in that position, you know. I've got one guy that's older than me in the shop, and I don't miss time. I'm there every day. I got lots of responsibility. I got, up to my neck in alligators every day. And I look around at these youngers, man, and it seems like they got no care in the world, man. You know, they got their phone in one hand and earbuds in and working one-handed. Like, you know, it's no problem. This job will be like this forever. I don't know, man, when I'm gone, you know, this generation, when we're gone, it's going to be rough out there. WSBT 754.
WRWB 49. Yeah, pretty much it, man. That's the way things are going these days. It's terrible.
Let me pick the right numbers, man, and that'll be my last day of work. And it wasn't last night. I'm on my way.
Plus, you got this younger generation, too. I mean, God forbid if you tell them, hey, you know, pick up the speed and chop, chop. My God, they want to come after you with, with HR and everything else. Oh, man.
Yeah, there are not very many good ones out there anymore. I got that one gal. I always talk about her. I'd take one more of her before I take five of the other. This girl can work, man. She can work. Stays busy. She does a great job. Doesn't make bad parts. She's learning everything she can. She's my right-hand person down there. If she were to leave, I'd be devastated. I think I would actually sit down and cry.
No, I get you. Yeah, that would suck. My dad had told me about this one individual he worked with. Well, he when my dad retired, or when he was retiring, he told the guy, he says, hey, you know, you've been here so long, so you got hired in before I did, and I've been here 38 years. He's like, when are you going to retire? Because you should have retired 20 years ago. I said, well, this is my life. Well, anyway, you know, this new gal came in and, you know, working in his department and that. And, you know, he was talking with her one day, and he'd said something to her that wasn't offensive, you know, to everybody else. And she took it the wrong way. And before you know it, he's being pushed out the door. They forced him into retirement. And he'd never done nothing wrong. I think they just were looking for an excuse to get rid of him. But needless to say, that gal, she wasn't working there after that. The co-workers in that department, they just made her life a living hell to the point where she drove herself out of that place.
Man, that sucks. Yeah, we have a full-blown HR department now. So I'm not one to say a lot of things anyway. I mean, I'm just not that way. And I don't care if I'm working with a girl or a guy, just so long as they do their job. I mean, I don't put her in a position where she's going to get hurt, you know. I don't let her do the heavy parts. Anything she's got to reach way up in there with a heavy part, I don't want her doing that, you know, hurting herself. But I'll show her and I'll train her, you know, on the machine and everything that's going on so she knows. Because she's also a good trainer. You know, she helps me out with the newer people. But as far as, like, saying anything to her, no, I don't. Now, her friend? Her friend is an HR nightmare, man. This gal's got a mouth on her to make this old sailor blush sometimes. So, you know, I'm not one to get in that kind of a situation, so... But I know what you're talking about. It's almost like they used her to get the guy out.
All the guy said was, you know, back in my day, you know, women didn't do this type of stuff. The men worked and the women stayed home and did, house chores and took care of the bills and the finances. And she took offense to it. And before you know it, he's being shoved out the door. I mean, granted, the guy was working there, you know, since that place was in, what, 1954 or 55?
Took a fence to it. Was it a wooden fence or a chain link fence?
More like a person with a slip between their legs that had a personality complex going on.
Wow, I didn't see it going there.
Anyway, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, WSHM 738. Don't let me interrupt. Carry on. I just jumped in there. I'm trying to change lanes here. A lot of traffic all of a sudden.
Where you at?
Just jumping off a little, Matt.
Copy that.
I just took that very exit last night. Every day for the last 14 years. And can't wait for the last one. Well, if there's any bright spots to today, let's see. It's the middle of the week, so it's all downhill from here, and I believe it's payday as well. Well, technically at noontime it will be downhill. and I don't get paid till next week. Charlie, do you have a 401k program? Because you're at that age, and I mean, so talking retirement is, you know, in the near future, let's say, typically. Do they offer you a 401k? Yes, they do, 6% match. Oh, that's pretty good, right? So, now, have you been playing, I'm not trying to ask for a bunch of financials, I'm really not, but, you know, at your age, you're allowed to play the catch-up program since you were 50. I didn't take advantage of it. I'm running a red light. Whoa, 100 miles an hour. Hey, but now they, this year, had a thing called the Super Catch-Up Program. You were aware of this, correct? I am not, and the old company did not offer one, and the new one does, and I didn't get in on it because I don't plan on being there long. Okay, well, I don't know about all that. All I'm saying is what it is for people at certain ages, right? So when you're 50 and older, for a long time they have the catch-up program, which you could put in at some, it changes every year, but typically $22,500, and then I think it was $23,000 this year, plus you were allowed to, during the catch-up program. And it makes it sound like it's something special. It's just they know your age, and you can put more money in. So there's no thing you have to apply for. So an extra $7,000 this year, right? And then the super catch-up program, if you're between 59 and 63, I think, allowed you to even put another, I think, $4,000 or $4,500 in, you know? So you could put up to like $34,500 in this year if you're between 59 and 63. Yeah, I left that kind of money in my other pants pocket. I've been, I got a Teamster pension, and my wife's got a decent 401k account. We're going to be okay. My main thing is just getting this house paid off. Once that house is paid off, and we're not far away, once that's paid off, then I'll be all right.
You certainly want to get all them bills taken care of, right? You don't want a house payment, preferably not a car payment. None of that. You just want the ancillary bills when you're ready to retire, you know, the gas, the water, the electricity, blah, blah, blah. That enough property taxes and house insurance and all that on top of it, and car insurance, right? Those things are just going to be there. Mike?
Yeah. It sucks. But, yeah, once it's all paid off, it's good. One less thing to worry about.
I think I'll just sell the house and buy a motorhome and live in a parking ride, and I won't have any property taxes.
Might be the way to go, you know, I don't know, it's terrible. But I put in quite a bit. I put in, every couple of weeks I put in $1,900. And like I started just upping the program there, I'm trying to think how many years ago. I don't know, I just know I was re-indebted to, like, around 2017-18 to get stuff done, and to get my house paid off 8.5 years early, which, you know, that was one of the things that needed to go, of course. You don't want a house payment staring you in the face when you're retired.
We just bought this place in 2000 and when we moved back up here, so I was already in my 40s, somewhere around there, I don't know. So, kind of like a late start, so to speak. Yeah, but if you moved up here and got the house in 2000, you're 25 years in, so as you said before, you're not far. We are dumping probably 1500 a month on top of the payment, so get that thing paid off and I'll be happy. I said, we won't be long, man. Another year. I mean, almost 30 years, right? And if you give extra, you can shave that down quite a bit. They say one extra house payment a year in the beginning shaves off about 7.5 years. So pretty substantial, you know, when you look at it that way. Mike?
Yeah, anyway. Well, that'll be good, you know, once you get your house paid off. And no bills. Well, I'm sure where you live, your property taxes aren't so expensive anyway, because you're living up north in a rural area.
They're a little high compared to other places. I think some, like up in Yale, I think is even a higher tax rate, but the houses, you know, aren't worth as much, so that's where it kind of washes it out. They say Marysville's property is valued higher than most places around. So I'm not even sure what we pay in taxes a year. It's, you know, it's all in the house. My wife deals with all that. How bad they clip you over there, Mike?
Oh, where I live? Oh, man. I tell you, it's like almost four, dude. I mean, and for the amount of services that we should be getting that we don't get, I mean, it's like, where is all this going? I mean, we're paying this much, and we're not receiving what we should be receiving. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I get it. I think I do know where it's going. It's going in someone's pocket. Someone's double-dipping.
They had a horn in their pocket. They followed them around all day.
Like right where I'm at, it's about 3,500 or 3,600. So, terrible. Charlie,
if I had to guess, we're around 2,500 a year. That's just a guess.
Like Mike says, it's all going in their pockets, paying their vacations and their raises. So. That's where it's all going.
I got a new street out of it, so there's that.
That's got some, I don't know if that's a local thing or a state thing. I'm not real sure about that. And maybe it's local if it's a side street. I'm not sure how that breaks down. Like freeways, I think, are federal, and you know, main roads are kind of like state, I think.
It's a residential, so I'm assuming it's a city.
County, yeah, probably county.
In my case, it'd be the county, because that's what takes care of our roads. Any civil township, county roads are, you know, are, the county takes care of the roads. Now, if it's a city, then the city takes care of that, you know, maintaining the roads.
Yeah, well, there you go. We know how well they take care of that, federal, state, and or county or city, right? These roads are like pristine.
Smooth as glass, yeah.
Around by me, all these subdivisions around here that were built between like the, I'd say the mid to late 70s, all the way up to like the 90s, man, their streets are just crumbling out. I mean, it's so bad that, you know, you got rebar going in some areas. And people are paying all this money in taxes, and it's like, wow. And the only way they can get it done is if they pay double
in order for it to get done. It's like, and they won't do it.
But they got a nice pavilion for the VIPs at your local fair, and you know, they try and sugarcoat it one way or another. Anyway, I'm in my spot, so it's time to go make the Joe. You guys have a good day. Mike, I'll catch you this afternoon. Paul, same time in the morning. WSBT 754. See you, Charlie. Have a good day. Mike.
Yeah. We'll catch you later. Yeah, it sucks the way they do these things. Now, my sister, she only pays like a little over $1,000 a year. And she's got more real estate than I do. A big pole barn with a one-car garage in the front of her house. I mean, man. And she's only paying just a little over $1,000. Plus, she sits on, 10 acres with a pond.
Yep. They're not going to be happy till they take it all from you, Mike.
And I get, you know, we have millages, but some of these millages are just insane. Like, for instance, the SEMTA millage. The last one I think that went through was so the SMART director could have a pay raise. And what for? When their drivers got bumped down to like part-time and their pay got decreased. Along with they cut some of their benefits. But, you know, the director had to get his or her pay raise.
Yep, insane.
Not to mention the riders, you know, they got to pay more for bus fare. And they stop at 2 o'clock. No, they stop at, I think, midnight now. The buses used to go all the way to like 2 or 3 in the morning. And they stopped all that. Yeah, I knew a guy that used to work for when it was called Great Lakes. That's when he started out. And he retired just before all that mess went on, just so he could keep his benefits and everything.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, I guess. You can't fight City Hall most times.
Or in my case, you know, I live in a township board of trustees meeting.
All right, who's the Lions play this coming up week? Did Tampa Bay, I think? Didn't we talk about this? Tampa Bay, right? I think they're going to have trouble with that Baker Mayhan guy.
Baker Mayfield, I think we do play the Buccaneers. Oh, man. Well, we'll see what happens, okay? You know, I'm not guaranteeing that we're going to win, but, you know, I'm just going to cross my fingers and hope.
It's probably going to be, if both teams are polished, it's probably going to be a 50-50 thing. That one could go either way.
Right.
And I'll even go on a limb and say...
Now, you know, Brian Branch is going to be out because of that little stunt that he pulled at the last game. I get his frustration, but come on, man. Do you really want to cost the team, you know, points and all that?
Yeah, okay, so I didn't hear the ruling on that one. You can fill me in a second. I think this game could come down to whoever's got the last possession of the ball. It could be that close. All right, so what did Brian Branch get?
more than a one-game suspension, I would think?
No, actually just a one-game suspension so far. That's what the league fined him. So, we'll see. Things could change in the coming days, but as of right now, just a one-game suspension.
No money?
You know, I didn't hear about him having to pay a fine. I just heard that he got suspended one game. I'm sure, you know, isn't that what usually happens? They fine you, you got to pay out some money too?
I think so. I'm not sure. I mean, I've heard of cases like this, so I'm just assuming. I usually hit them with some monetary value, too, so I'll have to look that up later today.
I can remember years ago when we had Ndamukong Suh, that guy would get fined all the time because he just couldn't behave himself.
A dirty player. I seen him on Thanksgiving when we were playing Green Bay. Stomped on a guy. Right there on national TV during Thanksgiving.
That wasn't the Aaron Rodgers incident, was it? Where he was walking backwards. He knew that Aaron Rodgers was on the ground and he proceeded to step on his ankle.
No, I looked that up just the other day. It was not Aaron Rodgers. It was some other player on the team. So, but I remember it. I watched it. I remember seeing it right on TV. So,
yeah, I don't remember that incident, but I do remember the incident where when he came down. He held his arm out and into a fist and then cup checked the guy in the balls. I did watch that. And he tried to claim that it was an accident. Which you can clearly see when he fell and slid, he did it on purpose.
Yeah, well, he was a dirty player, so.
Once he left here, I mean, he started to behave himself more. It's probably because he was getting fined so much.
Yeah, it's called civil obedience. Some people have none, you know what I mean?
That's true. Some don't.
All right, I'm going to go over to the other radio here for a bit, so I'll catch up with you. Mike, have a good Wednesday anyways. I'll flip it over to you, and I'll catch up with you. WSHM 738.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by. WSTI 432 monitoring.
WSIU 709 mobile monitoring.
How have things been out here? Everybody got their big boy pants on and acting appropriate?
to all.
WIRZX 218, listening.
WRUZ 935 Mobile.
WSKE 409.
This is WSKE 409. Am I coming in clear?
No.
How about now? How am I doing?
409 is working.
Testing the repeater 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1. Eli, how am I coming in? Okay, copy that.
USFC 9902, you're around me. USFC 7 8 3 calling. No contact station 9002.
Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, come on.
How you been? Haven't talked to you in a few. Everything been cool?
Yeah, everything's all right. I took a little hiatus and things like that. If you think, take care of some business and everything. How you been?
Well, that's perfectly fine. Got to take a sabbatical or a hiatus or a whatever you want to call it every now and again. Do other things.
Yeah, well, it's stuff that had to be done. Some things that needed to be addressed. I had to get in and take care of and all that stuff. I didn't really have it on. Turned it on a few times. Yeah, if it wasn't dead, it was riffraff. I just turned it back off. So how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just got out of work here and a little early. I got to stop and pick up a couple of groceries on the way home, and that's about it. Got a few projects that I'm neglecting, but, you know, other than that, doing good.
Yeah, that's good to know, thank you. All right, you're doing all right. Good to know that. Yeah, that's good. I think I got a couple projects here, too, neglecting. What the hell is this thing? I know someone's just telling me. Procrastinating. Yeah, I have a few projects here, too, that I should be taking care of, but I tell myself I'll get to it when I get to it. But, you know, that's the way it is. What's been going on out here in the action?
You know, quite honestly, I couldn't tell you. I have not been on here too much. I threw a call out, I think, yesterday, and I might have, I've usually got it dialed up, but I don't usually have it turned up and just kind of listening for weirdness, but it seems like pretty normal stuff to me, so volume's down, people just going about their business. So I couldn't really say. I haven't even been over on the other stuff either. I've been working on a few other things. I got some equipment I'm trying to sell, so got a pretty cool receiver. I think I was telling you about that one, that R2500. Just sold a 706, which actually I traded for some glass, which was pretty cool, of the optical kind, not the smoking kind.
Yeah, Roger, that. Yeah, I know what you meant. I know what you meant when you're the glass. I know. I got what you said there. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like I said, I've had it on, turned it on for a few, and then, you know, nothing happened. I threw my call letter out there one time, I think yesterday or the day before, I threw my call letters out there. Nobody did, so I turned it on. I was going to watch my videos and stuff for a few minutes where I went and got into what I was getting into, so I had to turn the volume down. So, you know, obviously, if you're trying to watch YouTube or something, you know, and raise the volume up, it interferes. So, excuse me. Yeah, but everything's all right over here. I'm moving along, and you know, I have my people out here that I usually talk to are not even out here anymore, I don't think. I don't hear them out here no more. I don't hear Ed. I don't hear nobody out here no more. I'm talking about this side of the repeaters, not the link side. And, you know, just you know, you get to wondering.
And sometimes people get tired of the knuckleheads and don't want to associate with it. So, it'd be like going to kindergarten when you're an adult. It'd be fun to play with the kids for a few minutes, but you wouldn't really want to be, hunkering down in it. So, all right, well, as long as you're doing good, man, that's what counts. And, you know, it comes and goes. Sometimes you get into it for a while and, you know, and all that good stuff. And then, you know, and then you take a break. That's how that works. But I've been listening for you. Just wanted to say hi when I heard you. So we got that knocked out. I think I'm going to go over to the other side. I'm going to put out a call over there, and I'll be at the grocery store here that I got to stop at. Actually, a produce store. So... after yours, WRUU 850.
Yeah, Sean. Well, I appreciate the. I really do appreciate the call out, man. Greatly appreciate it, man. Good to hear you again. You're sounding good. You know, I'm glad you're doing all right and everything like that. No, I ain't gonna get. You know, I'm not gonna get out of it or nothing. It's just. No, I still love it. It's just. You know, it's times like you said. Sometimes just need a little break and. I know that, well, I shouldn't really say this out here. I was going to say, I noticed even the knuckleheads have been calming down. But past 3 days or so, I couldn't tell you there. But anyway, you have yourself a good day, my friend, and we'll talk to you later sometime down the road if he's here. WSFZ 793, I'm clear.
Maybe they realize this ain't a bad thing. Okay, there you go. All right, later, Dave. Good hearing you. Good hearing everything's good. WRU 850.
Roger, Roger. That station transmitting out there, you're not making it through the repeater.
WSJF 896, monitoring.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WRNW 329, monitoring.
WRWX 221 mobile monitoring.
WSBC 754, get a copy to D 49. WSBG 754, get a copy. This is WRWB 49. And that's copy on WSBG 754. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
That's a check, Jack.
Here. WSFG 902, you bound. WSFG 793 calling. And it is not. No contact station 902. WSFG 793 in quiet. WSIL 946, WSFG 793, you round route. What's happening? Bro, you hear me out here talking earlier, man. You don't even give me a courtesy key down. I've had the radio
I know, man. I'm just messing with you. I was on a 3-day hiatus. Long story. I ain't gonna go into it. But yeah, wherever you're at, man, move yourself a little bit. You're kind of rough.
I'm on. WSAL
946. Yeah, repeater sounds exceptionally noisy today. I'll probably get that crap coming in with me too, so I can hear that diesel noise pretty good. Where you been, man? What's been happening?
Yeah, you're sounding a little diesel-y too. I've been around. Haven't felt like talking much. It's been awfully dead out here, but, you know, I've shouted out for you a couple times. But, you know how it is. Can't be just that
big. Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, there's a couple times I turned it on. Through my call out there, nobody said nothing. I turned it back off. Went back to what I was doing. But, I wasn't on for 3 days. I mean, you know, off and on. Shoot out, and then nobody's out there, so I shut it off. Things like that. One time I had it on, and somebody's out there throwing carrier out of nowhere, and I turned it back off. I said, yeah, I'll with this. So, you all right? Everything okay?
Yeah, same old story. Things tough sometimes, but hey, can't complain too much. Gotta keep moving forward.
Roger that. Now, sitting here today, I was thinking about some things I gotta get right, man. And, I was sitting here, pondering and some things I gotta get right with, so I'm gonna start working on that. But other than that, it's been nothing, man. Same old, no action. I'm still alive. And I guess that's about all it works with. Yeah, I guess it all it works out. If you've been calling for me, then we must have missed each other, because I didn't, once I called out, nobody answered who said. I just turned it off. Usually I'll just turn it all the way down, you know, and if I'm sitting here watching videos or something, but I shut it all the way off. I had some stuff I had to take care of anyway, so I figured today I'd get out here and see what's happening, see if everybody's moving around.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's been really dead out here. Not like it was, each month ago. This channel's been pretty dang busy, but lately, not a lot of action.
Yeah, I was talking to Sean earlier today. That's exactly what I told him, what you just told me. You know, I told him, you know, another thing. I said that even with just the two repeaters down here, usually there's a bunch of people talking and stuff, and things like that. I told him, I said, it's like that. I don't know, you know, it's discouraging a little bit, but, you know, I told him I still love the GMRS and stuff. I mean, I ain't planning on getting rid of my gear or getting out of it. It's just, turn it on, it's dead, turn it back off.
Yeah, well, you know me, I'm kind of asleep late. I go to bed kind of late, so I'm, you know, about 7 o'clock, I'm monitoring anyways, and, even in the evening, it's pretty quiet out here, okay? Maybe the ward off the 27 max band, just to get the ball past it.
Yeah, I hear ya. Now, I haven't even fired up the CB. Oh God, probably it's been about a week. I haven't even turned it on. I got the CB hooked up for monitoring, not transmitting, but I haven't even turned it on. I don't know. It's just,
I turned on to the same crap, you know, so I haven't turned on in about a week. But, yeah, it was, have you heard from Alex?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard him out here. I heard, Jason, I guess that's two buddies, but it's 841. I heard him the other night. I have not heard from Alex.
Yeah, I just wondered, because the Alex was like you, man. He'd be dead quiet or sometimes there and stuff, and I think nobody's out there, and I key up my call for Alex, and he always keyed up, man. I mean, he's just lurking in the bushes like you. And, hell, what's the last time I talked to him? It's been about a week, probably more than that, ain't it?
Yeah, it's been the bushes, behind the garage.
Oh, excuse me. But, damn, come on. Man, what's with the burps now all of a sudden? Tried to burp first, then key, but you kind of burp first, key, and then another one comes. Jeez, I don't know what the hell that's all about. I think I'm going to go find me a cup of coffee, though. That's what I need. You going to be around?
I'm
online right now. I gotta pay my bills. Get that taken care of. It's probably gonna take 10 or 15 minutes to 10 minutes anyway to get your done. I'll give you a shot when I get done with this stuff. Yeah, alright, I'm gonna go cure Rick me a cup of coffee, and when I come back, I'll just throw my car out there, let you know that I'm back on, and I need some coffee. I hadn't got no sleep last night either. You know, I'm not sure if I'm the only one. This is how screwed up I am. I don't care if anybody knows. You know, I have trouble sleeping lots of nights. I have trouble going to sleep. You know, man, I have dreams where I'm having trouble going to sleep, if you can understand what I'm saying. I actually dream. I actually do fall asleep, but I dream that I can't go to sleep. And you know, I'm tossing and turning and everything, but technically I'm sleeping. But in my dream, I'm tossing and turning, and I'm all frustrated and can't go to sleep.
Well, you know, it sounds pretty normal. I mean, you know, things on your mind you'll dream about. I get some pretty wacky dreams. I sometimes wonder what in the hell was that all about? You know, kind of forget it. What the heck it is, you know,
after that, yeah, I get those too, man. I so kind of like you just said, I'll either wake up because I have to go to the can or something. I'll wake up and the first thing in my head I'll think is, what the hell was that all about? Where the hell did all that come from? I dream about a girl or something that I knew when I was like 15, haven't seen her since I was 15. Some weird shit, man. It's like, wow. But anyway, let me get a cup. I'll be back in a minute. WSOZ793, I'll be back.
All right, get some fresh copies. WSAL946, WDR, I'll be back in a few.
WSOZ793. And my fresh cup of coffee, I'm listening. What a sweet lady.
WSAL946, just got done spending a bunch of money, dang it.
Yeah, alright, get the bills paid.
My day, 15th, I just take care of everything, I do it all online.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I owe, I pay. As soon as possible. Because it feels kind of good not owing anybody anything. to me. You know, I one thing I always been through my life is, you know, I pay up. If I owe, I pay up. I don't try to dodge around it or take forever. As soon as the money's in my hand, it's in yours, you know, and then I know you're out of the way. I don't have to worry about owing anybody. I probably still owe Columbia House, though, for the 12 albums for a penny or something. I think I still owe them, but, you know, that's when I was like 10 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, so I got a couple of credit cards that has, and they just paid completely off, 100%. I'm not gonna get behind the eight ball on that crap. One thing I really got is, mortgage on the house. That's the only thing I really owe.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, boy. Man, it's a nice day out. I got the window open. It's a little cool in here. Well, I got my ceiling fan running. I don't have my fans in the window. I took them out. I took my fans out. So I'm just sitting here, sipping the coffee, and got what I had to do out of the way. Well, I was telling Sean, because we were talking about, Sean was telling me he's got projects and stuff that he's putting off, you know, he's got to take care of. And I told him, I said, I got the same thing over here, man. You know, it's my own stuff, nobody else's, but I got a couple of nice radios over here called boom boxes and stuff that need to be worked on. And I procrastinate. That's what 902 keeps saying. You procrastinate. Yeah, that's probably true. I told Sean, I said, in my mind, I just say, I'll get to him when I get to him, when I get to him.
Yeah, I got a couple of things, you know. I think of a lot of things, and then I start thinking, what am I thinking? I can't do that anymore. Like, I want to put an antenna on the roof here, but I'll end up dead, you know. I'll break the neck or something, that'll happen. But, you know, a lot of things, I dream them up, and they're never going to get done. It's just something I guess.
Yeah, Roger that. Speaking of boom boxes, man, have you seen the prices on these vintage boom boxes? These, you know, from the 70s and stuff, man. You know, just your standard boom box, nothing fancy, you know, anything. Man, have you seen the prices on them now? Jesus Christ.
Well, I know, you know, I'll jump on Craigslist or Marketplace once in a while, and if you look at, like, you know, receivers, you know, home receiver, you know, your FM and your CD and all that, geez, some of that is getting huge money.
Yeah, back in the 70s and stuff, you know, you had a Panasonic AM/FM cassette boombox, just your standard garden variety, you know, with a tone control instead of bass and treble, and, you know, it didn't have the bang-bang like the Lasonics or anything, but it was a good boombox. Back then, man, you're lucky if you could sell someone to somebody for $40. Now, man, you know, they're 150, people are selling them, if they're clean, you know, 150 bucks, it's like, geez. CDs, too, I noticed that, man. Some of these guys on Facebook, man, you know, I get all kinds of ads, posts from guys selling CDs and stuff. Big money, man. I look at the CD and I say, nah, I ain't paying no $1,000 for a damn President Madison with two speakers. The guy wants a grand. I just seen that today, in fact. Guy's got a President Madison, two speakers, and the stock microphone. He wants a grand for it, man. I'm thinking, what's this dude smoking?
Well, you can find a sucker. You know, he's, again, you know, I look at some CDs once in a while on there, and you don't see many sideband radios. So I thought about maybe grabbing up something expensive, as long as it's sideband. So, you don't see too many up high. I mean, when you do, they're crazy. They're nuts.
Yeah, well, the Madison is the biggest sideband base station made by Unit then. Well, in the 70s and stuff, the Madison took President, but Unit then made the radio. Then Unit then dropped the President name off the radio and put their name on there. So you got the Unit then Madison, where you have the President Madison, it's all the same damn radio, same radio inside and out, except just name different. But what I got here is an actual real President, Washington. That's the base I got hooked up here. It's a President, not a Unit in Washington, so it's from the 70s. It's in mint condition. It's got sideband, 40 channel and AM upper lower sideband. All stock, never been opened up. The stickers are still on it that you have to break to pull the case open and stuff. And it's mint. The mic cord is even, the coil is even tight, like it's never been stretched out. But Washington's a good base station. Washington, I've had good luck with Washington base station when I was CB.
Yeah, I copy that. I can tell you what I used to have for a CB. The only one I really remember is that Galaxy that I had. I think it was 10, 11 meters. Maybe even 12, I don't remember now, but I told you about it. That's probably the only sideband radio I ever owned.
Oh, I've had lots of radios, sidebands too. Cobra 2000, President Madison with two speakers. I think that's the radio I was using when I quit CB, was the Madison. I've Courier Centurion 40D, all kinds of mobiles with sideband. I'm realistic. I had the realistic base stations too. I love them realistic base stations. I love them. Every Radio Shack radio CB I had, you know, you can get them loud and proud. They're just good, reliable radios. That's why I love realistic so much, Radio Shack. But I've had countless radios. Femco two-piece tube radios from the 60s. One's a receiver and the other one's a transmitter. You lock them together and they just have to receive and transmitter. I had Trans D201. I had a D201. And I blew the power transformer on it. I don't know how I did it. I can't remember how it happened, but the power transformer blew on at night. That was a very expensive part, so I sold it to a friend of mine for parts. But back then, you know, the Rangers and Galaxies and stuff, I wasn't into Diamond Radios. I was into the old school stuff, the Cobra and Uniden. Because Uniden made them all. Uniden made the same effect. The President Madison is the same board inside as the Cobra 2000, the same exact board. You know, because Unit then made them. They just put them in different cases.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'll probably never buy one. I don't know. We'll see what happens. If they all move up here, maybe I'll go back there. But who knows?
Well, from monitoring, there ain't much action on the 40s. Except for Channel 19. And on certain days, you know, you got the brothers out there running 25,000 watts and stuff on Channel 6 and 11. They don't need skips to talk from here to Florida. They make their own skip. They run so much power that they actually make their own skip. But other than that, the rest of the channel's mostly dead. What I do sometimes, or a lot, in fact, when I used to turn this base on, I'd go up to 38. Popping on lower sideband, and sometimes I hear people talking on sideband, sometimes not. 36 through 40 is set aside for sideband. So, you know, if you have a sideband, you know, channel 36 through 40 is, and up, if you've got channels. is set aside for lower side band, 35,000 is all AM.
Well, when you go above 40, is that considered 12 meters?
No, CB's an 11 meter. As you go up, the channel, she starts heading in a 10 meter. If you have a radio that's channeled up, that goes up to channel 100, channel 100 is 28 megahertz. That's where 10 meters starts up, at 28 and goes up. You know, you're going to 10 meters. That's why I say, I tell people, that's why you can use a CB antenna to talk on 10 meters. 11 and 10 is so close. You can get on 10 meter with a CB antenna and probably not even have to tune it.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I was thinking backwards.
I had a good time on CB. Back when it was, you know, there was a lot of people on the channels and it was more or less civil, you know, you had your fools out there, and I was a fool out there too. I got out there and did crazy stuff. They say I'm a legend out there. I was a legend out there. That's what Big and all them say, so I don't know. I just did what I did. I just did stuff out there that nobody else dared to do, and I used to hear some really crazy stuff out there, but I was white, but nobody... You know, a few people hated me, of course. But, you know, I had a following. I'll admit it, you know. But then, like I said, you know, as time went on, as I moved up north, you know, as time went on, there was more or less people on the radio anymore. Next thing you know, it's just nothing. I can only talk to Canada, because I live right there on the lake, so I could talk over to Godreach and everything without an amplifier, without my amp on or anything. And then they started getting up. You know, the internet came into play in cell phones, and people started getting off the CB, you know, because they didn't need it no more.
Yeah, copy that. I've been trying to find some AM frequencies to listen to. One I've been listening to is 14664. It's a repeater out of Oak Park, I do believe. Yeah, it gets quite a bit of action. There's some fellas on there quite often talking.
Yeah, Roger that. You said ham. When you said ham, I'm thinking down HF way. I keep forgetting. Some people say ham, and I forget that they mean 2 meter. Because, you know, the ham band's down below in HF. You know, that's all, there's no repeaters and none. Everybody talks. Most of the ham bands down there are lower sideband, except for 20 meters. They use upper sideband, and 10 meters above the CB here, they use upper sideband. But I have ham repeaters in my scanner. I don't have my scanner hooked up. But I remember I told Grant a bunch of ham repeaters in there to listen to.
Yeah, copy that. So 2 meter is not really considered ham?
Yeah, it's considered ham. I think 440... 440 is ham. 2 meter, or, you know, wherever the hell 2 meters is at. I never dealt with 2 meters, and I didn't like 2 meter back then. I didn't like talking long. You can talk long distance off repeaters. You know, I thought that took the fun out of it. The fun is, you know, being down in the HF band, you know, going through the air and making contacts with other states and other countries and stuff. You know, that's where I thought all the fun was at. I used to think 2 meter took all the fun out of that because you're going through repeaters.
Yeah, copy. Well, I do not have a radio that'll get me down there. You know, He's everything I got was to, you know, 2 meters, 70 centimeters, the GMS.
All right, well, we got to get together sometime here. You know, I don't know when, but we will. I can hook you up with something. I have a lot of radios here, a lot of full coverage, world band radios, cover everything. You listen to CB, AMs, whatever, down there, not 2 meter stuff. I probably could hook you up with something.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good. Well, it'll happen. We'll get together here soon. Dread this winter shift. Coming on. Really have to dread
it. Yeah, I gotta do something here. For a while there, I thought about selling them. I have some pretty high-end, vintage. I have some, I mean digital still, but I have some vintage high-end radios, Sony, Grundig, and everything, no toys. And, I got quite a few of them, and I could just sitting there thinking, what the hell am I going to do with all these now? You know, so I was thinking I'd like to maybe sell them. I'm thinking about selling them, but how the hell can I do that? I don't want to put them up on Marketplace, you know, or anything, but I guess if I wanted to sell them, I have no choice. It's about the only way I could sell them.
Yeah. What about these ham Rockies? I wonder what happened there. I know they got your ham gear, but I wonder what else these fellows are trading off and selling.
Well, you'd find all kinds of stuff at swap meets at the ham fest. Radios, like I got CB stuff, amplifiers, even GMRF stuff. You find all kinds. It's a very heavily mixed bag. It all depends on how good you can negotiate, though. That's the thing there. But, that reminds me. Years ago in Detroit, we were at a flea market, me and a buddy of mine, and he holds an FCC license for electronics. I can't remember how it works, but he's allowed to work on ship store radios and stuff. You know, he's licensed to do it, FCC. But anyway, some guy had a Gold Scout AM broadcast transmitter, 150 watt, for sale, and he wanted $100 for it. You know, my buddy's telling me, what are you going to do with that? I didn't buy it yet, but he's like, what are you going to do with it? It's a nice looking piece. Put it on the shelf and, you know, something to look at. La, la, la. Well, as time went on, I got bored. One day I stuck the light bulb to it because the light bulb works as a dummy load. I fired it up, hit it, the damn thing came on. So I hooked it into my beam and tuned it, had an antenna tuner. And I had a realistic mixer hooked into it with 2 tape decks. And I broadcasted that on the AM broadcast band just above 1625, somewhere up in there. I was broadcasting for a while.
That's awesome. That's dangerous, though. You can get in trouble for that stuff, man. You don't pull that off these days.
Yeah, I know. I remember my buddy telling me, you know, we're there, don't tell my kid, come over to your house or anything. You get busted, I'm with you. I lose my license now. I am. But anyway, it was Station ASOL. That's what I called myself, Station ASOL. And, like I said, the realistic mixer thing I had hooked up, I could be playing one tape out through the antenna, and then I just slide a lever over, another lever over, and I can chew up the other tape deck for the next song. And then when the tape deck that's playing, when the song was over, I hurry up, hit play on the other tape deck, and slide the other lever over, and it was continuous, you know, not to mention me being drunk a lot of the time and me and my commentary. But I ran for a while, man. I did at least 2 months or something. And then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, man, you got to stop. You can't do this, man. You're going to get killed. But people love it, man. People were telling me, no, keep it going. Oh, no. I think it was running a pair of 6146s. I remember right, 6146s, but 150 watts through my beam pointing to the north. I was getting quite a bit of coverage. Like I said, I could say it now to nobody because I ain't doing it now, so they can't do nothing to me. But there was a guy from the CV that I hung out with. He was really popular. He called himself Burnout. This dude looked just like Lurch from the Addams Family. He looked just like him and as tall as him. And I'd have him in the room with me, and I'd say, Station ASOL, your tower of power. I say, hey, guess who I have for a guest today? Burnout. Say hello, Burnout. Burnout, go F your mother. And I go, there you go. Go F your mother. Station ASOL, I'm going to play the Van Halen while I find out what's wrong with this guy.
Yeah. Whole bunch of fun.
It was a good time, man. Like I said, a lot of times I'd be sitting there drinking while I'm doing it. And, so things would get a little rough. Not bad. But when I announced that I was shutting it down, you know, everybody started, you know, I got phone calls. No, it's funny, baby. Yeah, but I thought to myself, man, I got away with it this long, man. They're going to come. You know, because back then, your AM radio, your basic AM radio only went up to 1600, but a good AM radio went up a little higher, even though there was nothing between 1600 and going higher a little bit. There was no radio station. So that's why I started at 1625. Or, was it 1625? I think I broadcast on 1625. And you had to have a good AM radio to pick me up, not a high-end AM radio, but one that went up above 1600. And like I said, I ran for 2 months on it, and I got to thinking, man, you know, because as much as I loved it, you know, I knew, you know, I thought I was lucky, man, 2 months without getting busted, you know.
I think you're still on the lookout for those white bands with a bunch of antennas on them, really, aren't
you? They showed up at my house one day. I had my CV, it was because of the CV. I was hung over. It was James Bridgewater. We got to know each other and his deputy, so I just let him in. I took him upstairs. There's my big DNA Phantom. Running, all the tubes are lit, fans are on. He goes, what's that? And I told him, I said, you know what it is. He said, how much will it, you know, I had watt meters hooked up and shit. And he goes, how much will it do? I said, I get about 1,200 out of it. Oh, cool. He said, let's see. I told him, I said, no. I said, you want to see, you key it up. I said, you're not gonna fool me with that. It's got to be trans. You know, if I had keyed it up and showed him right there, he could possibly be transmitting illegal power. I told him, no, you want to see, you key it up.
What did he do? Did he take the stuff?
I was running a Courier Centurion 40 base station, and the front legs underneath it are taller than the back, so it kind of sits up at you. On the bottom plate, I drilled a hole and I put a toggle switch there for extra channels. You just reach your hand underneath the front of the radio, slid your hand up in the front, flip the button. Plus, I opened the clarifier on it, and I was able to slide three channels. I could go three channels over with the clarifier, in between and everything. But anyway, he's looking at the radio. He turns the clarifier. Of course, you hear all the, you know, the channels going by. And he's looking and all this other stuff. He's looking in the back of the radio. He's pushing the buttons on the front. Not once did he look and see the switch underneath. But anyway, after he did all his inspection and stuff, he sent the deputy out. And he goes, well, I said, well, what's up? You know, what am I looking at? And he said, that's probably 10 grand and some jail time, possibly something. He told me some shit. I said, okay, what's my option? He says, you let me take the amplifier. And he lifts up the front of my radio to show me the switch. You take the channels out of this radio and you close this clarifier. And he said, you know, we'll let it go at that. I told him, I said, well, let me ask you something. I said, I work on TVs. I said, each tube in that amplifier is used as a sweep tube, horizontal, they were, 6LP6s used as horizontal sweep tubes. I told him, I said, let me have my tubes. Let me take the tubes, you can take the amplifier, and I'll do the rest that you said. That was the deal.
Well, yeah, sounds like a natural one there, for sure. Sure. Well, from what I hear right now is the FCC really isn't, really doesn't crack down on anybody unless you're messing with, you know, AM/FM broadcast or television stuff or somewhere you're, you know, police or somewhere you really should be.
Yeah, well, he told me he was getting TBI complaints. That's why he showed up. But, okay, the amplifier was a DNA Phantom. Alright, it did about 1,200. When he left, I went in my closet. I had a DNA Maverick in the closet, 500 watts. I took it out, stuck it in line. I didn't take the channels out or nothing. I just stuck a DNA Maverick in line and went at it there, but, and they tried to get me when I lived up north. They didn't come to the house, though, but they drove by, the van with the antennas and stuff. That's another story in itself, but, yeah, that was twice there. The first time I got busted in Detroit, you know, that was the story I just told you. And then when I lived up north, I had them parked on the corner monitoring me.
Yeah, well, it's my understanding they're, you know, if they're federal, like DNR is federal, they don't need warrants. All they need is probable cause, and they can just come right on in or keep the door down, whatever they have to do. They don't even need a warrant.
Yeah, well, at the time I had that big President Madison base I told you about, and I had a Demco Demon 750 amplifier. Probably pulled about 1,100 out of it. But I had a scanner. I still have it here, in fact. I have a realistic scanner that I modified. You can listen to cell phone conversations, which is a federal no-no. And I had it in line, too. And me and my girlfriend were going down the road we love. We turned down the driveway, turned off the driveway on the dirt road, and the van came by our way, past us. Come in the opposite direction. I seen all the antennas and stuff. I told her, I said, stop. I said, stop. I said, if that van turns in the driveway, I said, spin this damn thing around and get me there fast. I said, my pops will let them in. Because I had my pop there. And, no, they didn't. They just drove past. And then, one day, this one girl come to visit me. And she asked me, she said, are you in trouble with the FCC or anything? I told her, I said, I don't know why. She said, well, every day when I go to work, I go by your road. She said, there's a FCC car parked on the corner. Right on the corner. It's parked, you know, alongside the road. It says FCC. So that was it, man. I had my buddy George over at the next road. He had one of them telephone trucks, the mold. He drove one of them Ford Rangers with the telephone thing on the back. You know, where they used to drive telephone trucks, repair trucks. I had him come off, back up to the back deck. I put everything in his truck, the scanner, the amplifiers, everything. Went over his house, put everything in a closet, came back home and stuck a little mobile 40-channel radio in line and ran it like that till they disappeared.
Well,
yeah, they probably could have nailed you, but they just decided not to. As soon as you cut her out, you know, make themselves seen, maybe just fly, and that's what you did. So that'd be good. Because I doubt if it was Bridgewater all the way up there in the thumb, but I'd have gotten nailed. I'd have been in deep, because not only the illegal amplifiers and stuff, but if they found out that Stanner listens to all of your phone conversations are federal. You're not supposed to have a scanner that can do it. Certain realistic scanners and Uniden scanners you can modify for you back then. You can't do it now. I mean, the cell phone frequencies that they used then ain't being used now, so even if you have one modified, you didn't listen to nothing. But I modified it so I could listen to so interesting stuff, some of the stuff you hear on that.
Bad boy.
I remember listening to some cell phone calls way back. I know it was my radio, and I couldn't tell you what it was. But, you know, this was back in the beginning of cell phones. I don't know what kind of radios we were listening on.
Come on.
Yeah, those were the good old days, I guess. We all had them. Anyway, let me get quiet for a minute, man. I'm getting long with you here. Sip my coffee and ponder the day. So we'll talk to you in a minute. WSFZ 793. Listen.
Yeah, we are getting a long way here. We're going to clear it up also. WSIL 946 of the listen also.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what's happening, man?
Nothing. I just got home from work. Thought I'd throw the radio on and see if there's anybody out here.
Yeah, well, the pickings have been kind of slim lately. I think everybody's, I don't know, it ain't like it used to be.
Yeah, you got that right. You know, Sherman got me into the CMRS, and, you know, I was having a good time, you know, talking to all these people, and now, and buying the radios, and now it's like nobody's out here no more.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. I was talking to Sean earlier and stuff, and that's exactly what you just said is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I'm not complaining. It's just, you know, even with just these repeaters, I'm just encouraging my Fleming. Usually, you know, you got a bunch of people out here to talk to, but I don't know. It just seems bad now.
Yeah, better than a doornail. I had it on yesterday. I was home, and I heard 902 call you a couple times yesterday, and I was waiting to hear you come on. I was going to talk to you for a while, but I had it on all day and around. I talked to Sherman a little bit yesterday when he came home, and then after that, I think, I don't know what time it was, I just decided to shut the thing off.
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah, I had it off for a couple of days, had some stuff I was doing, and I turned it on sporadically, and I throw my numbers up there, and nobody coming back, so I just refilled and turned it back off, and hell with it, you know, but, That's the way it is. I mean, like I said, you know, I was talking to Sean earlier, and I mentioned that to him, of course, we were talking about. Well, ain't much you can do. I mean, just not a complaint. It's just, I don't know, man. It's like everything just all of a sudden died. But, anyway, you know I'm going to ask you about that transmission. You get that gearbox. You get that sorted out.
No, I've been procrastinating about it. I went up to Port Sanilac over the weekend to my son-in-law's parents' cottage, and I was going to bring it with me, but we had too much stuff, and I didn't want a chance putting it in there and the thing coming apart. So hopefully maybe Friday night I'll be able to go over if they're not doing nothing, and maybe me and him can tinker with it a little bit.
Yeah, all right. I hear you. Yeah, I seen, got on Facebook the other day, I seen all those Sherman's pictures, man, him and the wife, him and Kelly took a vacation there. She posted a bunch of pictures on Facebook, man. It's pretty good stuff. Glad they had a good time. When's the last time you talked to him?
Well, actually, on the phone or the radio yesterday, I talked to him on the radio a little bit. I didn't talk to him last night. I went to bed early. I talked to him this morning, though. He texted me. He bought something at Menards for Halloween yesterday. So I'll probably give him a call tonight after I get done eating.
Yeah, Roger. You guys, excuse me. I'm chewing on a piece of pizza here. Haven't eaten all day. Think I better. I'm not even hungry. I just grabbed a piece of pizza just to show something in my stomach. I don't have no appetite for anything. But I know I got to eat something. I got to at least put something in my stomach. So I grabbed a piece of pizza here. I'm done with it now. How's Tanya doing?
Oh, she's doing pretty good. She's doing better. I mean, it, like I said, it goes. Some days she has good days and bad days, but she's been getting out of the house a little bit. She's going to, she's working at our church, volunteering at our church. Secretary is what she's doing a couple, three times a week to get her out of the house, so that's helping.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I can hear her in the background. That's cool, though, man. That she's doing all right. Sleep about. Good to hear. Did I miss the waste basket? I don't think I did. Well, I'm not sure if I missed the waste basket or not. I'll know in a minute. But, yeah, so everything's okay over there in Kevin Land, eh?
Yeah, Bert, yeah, we went up to Port Channel. I think I told you that I think you know this, that my grandparents used to live up there. And I went by their house back, and me and Sherman and Kelly and Tiny went up there for, remember, we went there for like three or four days. But anyways, I went by the house, and the house was gone. They knocked it down, and I'm going, what the hell? I'm thinking, did it catch fire or what? Well, we went up there this past week, and they built a whole new house on it. And you should see, it's real nice.
Yeah, Roger that. Is that on that street there that ends at 46, where right across the street from where I used to live?
No, they lived on Erie Street, right down from the fire station there, off of 25.
Yeah, Roger that. I know Erie Street. I know the fire station, too. Well, I know that fire station. If that thing's got a siren up on the roof or something, every time, I don't know if they still do it, but every time there's a fire call, I guess since it's a volunteer, that damn siren would go off. So the volunteers all showed up and got their act together and got in the trucks, but yeah, that thing used to go off all the time. Now, I was just wondering, because you told me that, I thought you said, you know what street I'm talking about, right next to the church, where I lived across the street from that church there. That street that goes up, starts and runs south there. I thought you said you had somebody who lived on it.
No, I know the street you're talking about, because that street goes all the way from 46 there, but back to what's the name of the street? I can't remember. It's one of the lake names, but I think it's the street after my grandma's that it goes up to there by the Bart Shanty back there.
Yeah, right. I've never been down to the other end of that street. In fact, actually, no, I did. I rode a four-wheeler down that street about two blocks and turned around and came back. No, I've never been down to the end of that street, so I don't know where it ended, but, or where it ran to. But I was just wondering, because you mentioned your grandparents. So, it's your grandparents' house that got torn down in Reedville?
Yes, sir, yep. Yeah, my grandma moved out of there in 2000 and, shoot, I don't know, maybe it was 2000 or 1990, one of those two, she moved out. And then my parents moved her into an apartment in Lexington there right across the street from A&W, and then it got to be where she couldn't do it no more, so my parents moved her down here into not a nursing home, but a place where, you know, they take care of you and stuff, but it wasn't a nursing home. So, yeah, she moved it, yeah. And then my grandparents bought that house back in, before I was born, because I was born in 72, and I think they moved in there in the maybe 60s, maybe early 70s, something like that, but... Yeah, it's gone. It needed work, though, Dave, too. It was on a slab, and... It was an older house, and it needed work, and whoever bought the house, didn't take care of it, you can tell, so, but yeah, it's a nice house that's on there, real nice.
Yeah, roger that. Man, I miss Port Saint like I do. I miss up in the dump. I lived just north of Forestville there. I lived two roads past Forestville. So I missed that too. I miss living up there, I guess. Quiet. It was all quiet. You know. And on top of it, you can make where I lived in the rural area up there north of Forestville, you can make all the noise you want, you know, because there was no neighbors around. It was all rural farmland. You know, the nearest house, I think, was like half a mile down. Something, you know, you can jam, do whatever the hell you want, run the engines with no exhaust, whatever, no bumpers, I mean, whatever the hell. Alright, man, let me go ahead and get on the quiet and finish my coffee here, and I don't know, see what's happening there. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Sherman should be getting out of work, shouldn't he?
I think he's out of work already. He usually gets off between it's going on 7, yeah, he should be home already. He usually gets off between 5 and 6, I think, so he should be home already.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, if you talk to him on the phone, tell him I said hello, and tell him I'm doing all right, man. He's probably wondering if I keeled over or something, because he ain't heard from me in a few days. I'm surprised he hasn't texted me to ask me. But let him know I said hello. All right, man. Well, you and Tanya have a good day. Rest of the afternoon, evening, whatever that you want to call it here. I can win time here. And maybe we'll speak on you in a little bit. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do here. WSSD 793, and I'll go quiet after years.
Yeah, you have a good night, too. I see the Nimrods are out there again making their noises. Yeah, Dave, you have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon, and always a pleasure talking to you. Have a good night. WSHR 566 Cliff.
I got something. Nimrod boy.
Go blow it out of your nose and have a nice day. Goodbye.
If your head was on my navel,
What would you probably be doing?
How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Tommy. How's your wife?
WRYS-363, monitoring.
Team composed, the Bible as we know it. But you pinky promises, you include all the good bits.
This video.
This is for fat autistic guys aged 18 to 45. If you're not a fat autistic guy aged 18 to 45, speak strong. This is not for you. Hey buddy, it's me, your boy. You don't know. Everyone's a moron. Like, I'm sure you figured out by now when you go outside, everyone's a moron. And they don't have, like, a set of rules for why they do all the things they do. They just kind of fucking do willy-nilly. And we're spending a lot of time in our bedroom. We're online a lot. We probably play a lot of video games. Maybe we have other, like, I like to do magic. I'm a magic trick man. But maybe you got something else going on, right? And you're getting more and more, like, antisocial and awkward, and the weight's not helping, right? So I'm gonna help you with the weight thing right now. Everything I'm about to say, go double-check on ChatGPT. Not to say that ChatGPT is always right, but for this, it's pretty fun. You should ask ChatGPT to make you a graph of mammalian predators, and graph it by meal frequency and size. Just do that real quick, and it's going to blow your mind. Because what you'll quickly discover is, for some reason, the larger the mammalian predator, the less frequently it eats. Now, if your ChatGPT is anything like my ChatGPT...
What the hell?
I still love to eat.
ChatGPT sucks.
Pretty educational.
Lose weight, consider what you would look like if you did a 30-day water fast. Right, you've got 30 days of no eating, and so that's a big change in how you're going to look. That's going to be hard, so don't even fucking consider doing a 30-day water fast. Don't even consider it. Instead, do alternate day fasting for 2 months. Eat every other day for 2 months. And to make it even easier, have a little snack before bed, eat some protein before you go to sleep so you don't sleep on an empty stomach. And that'll be about the exact same thing as if you did a 30-day water fast.
I've done 30 and 60 day beer fast. It's pretty rough on you. Hey, WSAL 946. Now, friend, what are you trying to tell us out there? I don't understand you. I can tell you my water bill is out of control. You know, for 3 months I got, $10 worth of water and sewage and blah, 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 and it's, you know, it's $150. Explain that to me.
Why is your water bill out of control?
It's those extra charges. I mean, if you read the bill, when they break it down, you're not paying a lot for the water. You're paying a lot for the sewage. You're paying a lot for the maintenance on the pipes if it needs to be done, and blah, 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 and it's, you know, expensive.
Yeah, you're pretty much right about that.
Now, let me ask you this. Well, I'm in the Detroit area. Our water's pretty good. I still filter. How about you, sir?
What do you mean?
Well, if you're going to do a water fast, you want all those electrolytes, you want all those minerals, you want everything in there, and some of these filters can remove some of that. So I was just wondering how you feel about that.
WSSZ 793 ID. I don't know. Sometimes I turn on the tap here. It smells like somebody's pouring a bottle of bleach in this thing. That's about all I get.
Yeah, me too. That filter, it pretty much takes it out. You know, I got the fridge filter takes it out, and I got a little hand guy that I fill up for the Keurig, and yeah, it pulls that, at least the smell of it anyway, out of there.
Yeah, Roger that. It's not every day that it smells from chlorine, but it does. Sometimes when they turn it on, like, sometimes I can smell it from the bathroom in here. But, yeah, you got a filter in the fridge, water dispenser and ice dispenser in the fridge in the door there. And when I fill my ice water up, I get it from the fridge. I don't get it from the tap.
Yeah, Roger. Well, if my Keurig is running low, you know, the tanks on those, and I get lazy and don't want to put some filtered in there, I'll just dump a couple of cups in there. And with the coffee, I don't smell the chlorine.
It don't bother me too much, but I've always ever since got the refrigerator with the water dispenser, filtered water dispenser stuff. That's where I get my water. For the coffee, I'll get it from the faucet, from the sink. I don't care. Needle, kill whatever is in it. But if it smells bad, if it has a strong chlorine smell to it, I won't. I'll get the water for the coffee from the refrigerator. But if, most times you turn on the faucet, any of the faucets, you don't really smell it. But there's times so you'll turn it on and wow, man, Jesus.
Yeah, yes, sir. I got the same thing. Hey, WSIL 946 for ID here.
Station 793. WIG 48, copy.
Good evening, Jack. WSSZ 793, go ahead.
Oh, Dave, I haven't heard you out there. I just turned the radio on. He shouted for you because Chuck 332 from Saginaw, he told me to tell you, I said hello. He said to you, hello. I talked to him, what was that? Not this morning, yesterday I talked to him in the morning, about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right there. You talking about 332 or 336?
Sorry, 336 is in Saginaw.
Yeah, right. Well, you told him I said hello right back, man. I wish we were linked up, man, and say hello to my people up there, Chuck and Bob and the rest of them, if you kind of need again, but... Yeah, you let them know that you passed it on there. I appreciate you passing the message to me. Yeah, you tell them I said hello right back. Hope you're doing okay.
I talked to Mike 718. I talked to what's his name? I forgot his name. I was talking to him on 550 repeater. It was early morning because the band was open on 550 in that Mabel. That's why.
Yeah, alright. I was figuring either you talk to them on the phone or talk to them on the other side. Because we haven't been linked up. Well, I've been absent for 3 days. I don't think we were linked up then either. From what the past 3 days I haven't been on here, but I did sporadically turn it on, call, throw out my call letters, and nobody's answering. I just shut it back off. So we haven't been linked up, so I was just wondering about that.
We are now on WSBM 993.
How are you linked up?
993. Well, we linked up.
Yes, indeed. WSBM 993.
Hey, well, good evening to you, Chad. I found your text today. If you still got something to say, go ahead and give me a call. I was absent for a few days and I didn't have my phone with me. And I just got back a little last night and seen that you called and stuff. I forgot to take my phone with me. So if you still got something to yap, go ahead and give me a call. Anyway, back to you, Jack.
Well, now we are linked up, but not yesterday. Not this morning either, so I was talking to them anyhow. Tried to tell you that. Anyhow, good talking to you, Dave. Take care. And Chad, too. Good talking to you guys out there. WIAG 48.
All right, Jack. Well, it's always good talking to you, man. Appreciate the five. Like I said, appreciate you letting me know with Chuck there and stuff. And hope you're doing okay, my friend. You're sounding good, sounding really good. And hope you have yourself a good evening. We'll talk to you in a bit. WSSD 793. I'm listening.
WSFT 90. That 973 I just heard out there.
Yeah, good evening, Frank. Yeah, that's me. I decided to see if anything's happening out here and got a little action going, so I've been hanging out there, okay?
Righteous. But I do anyhow. I've been working on these brakes off and on for, 2 weeks? So I just bled them again today, and I finally got pedal again when you turn the car on. I have pedal when the car is off. But then I didn't have pedal when the car turned on. So my cousin and two of my cousins came by, and one of them told me, well, you know, you might have some fucking crud taped up in that master cylinder, you know. So I'm like, all right, well, I want to get a turkey baster and suck that shit out. And sure enough, there's a little piece of tinfoil like you would have on the top of a cap of a bottle of brake fluid. It's a little tiny little piece, and I'm sure that's what probably clogged it up. But, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that probably would do it. Them inlet holes inside the master cylinder where the brake fluid goes through to the lines and stuff, they're not that big. You know, they're not that big of a hole. They have to use a foil, anything in there, even to get a piece of dirt in there, obstruct that hole, and there you go. So, yeah, so you found a... You found a piece of foil in there, eh?
Yeah, roger that. I mean, I bled through them brakes. As you know, the big bottles of brake fluid, I went through 3 of them. I bled them enough. There should have been no air in there. You know, pushing it through, I wasn't getting air, and it was all clear. Brand new brake fluid, and I couldn't get it. So me and the wife did it last night, and finally I had my cousin come by, and another cousin was like, hey, dude, you know, it sounds to me like you might have something stuck up in that thing. And I'm like, all right. Got the turkey baster out, sucked up a bunch of stuff, There was some dark stuff up in there. I don't know what that was, but then there was a shiny little piece of foil in there, too. And that was, you know, the lines are only quarter inch. So that was, you know, it was big enough to clog that up. So there we go. I figured it out.
Yeah, that's cool, man. You got it sorted out. Because if you'd have told me, if we'd have talked on the radio or something, you'd have told me that I would have asked you, you know, maybe I would have said this possibility you might have to bleed the master again. And sometimes you have to. There's a lot of things that you'll have to end up bleeding the master sometimes. But that's what I would have asked you, to check the master, see if it needed bleeding. But apparently not, it just had stuff in it. So you got full pedal now?
Well, that's enough for me to drive. You know how I am. I don't think so. When it gets my way, it's about time I got to do it either. So anyhow, it's probably 50%. You know, it's when I turn the truck on now, when the boost is on, I do have brakes. I just put a new rotor on and brand new front tabs in the front, too. So.
Yeah, all right. And maybe the master needs to be bled. The problem might be in the master still. Now it probably needs to be bled, the master itself. Or else you got air stuck down in the distribution box down there underneath. Who the hell knows? Can you lock them up?
I don't want to hit the brakes that hard to lock them up. I just blew one line. I'm going to ginger it around, so no, I didn't hit it down. It will stop, you know what I mean, within a reasonable distance. Yeah, like I say, I spent, at least five or six nights bleeding that stuff out. That block has no air in it. I mean, I bled the back, like, a half a dozen times. I went through three full big containers of brake fluid. And it came out clear. I mean, there's no way. There's no way I got that block cleaned out. I did all four. There's no way I got all the air out of there.
Yeah, you have discs all the way around, or you have drums in the back?
I got the drums in the back instead of discs. I mean, with the boost on, even the boost on or off, the front we're always getting it, but the back, which I don't think we're getting it, but the pedal, when you turn the car on and you got vacuum, the boost is kicking in, they go right to the floor. And like I said, I found that obstruction in there, so that was one thing, but I don't know, maybe I just let it enough to get it through. It could be either way, so.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, ain't no big thing, man. It's just, as long as you got brakes, man. You know, you drive the truck enough to know if it feels right or not. Even though you say you don't have full pedal, you got about 50%. But you should know, you know, if anybody knows, you know. you can figure out if you got enough brakes to go ahead and drive it and stuff like that. But, well, at least you got it straightened out. That's good. And, you know, that's all taken care of. What else is news?
Well, you know me. I drove it all the way home from 15 in Van Dyke to here. That's a good 6 miles with no brakes at all. Completely no brakes. I mean, at all. Zero. I mean, there was a couple times I hit that emergency brake. I pulled up on the pedal and, you know, pulled up on the release button and hit my emergency brake. So, yeah. I mean, you could always downshift and do that or throw it in reverse. You know, like Redman did back in the day. But, yeah, there's enough right there for me to feel comfortable driving around. Other than that, I've just been swinging away, bro. I start at, you know, what, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning sometimes. Get home, I've been working on that truck. I'm just glad that's done. And then I just cleaned up the driveway, power washer, put the power washer away for the year, and get out there, clean the garage out so Mama can get her car in there and stuff like that, because it's getting that time of year. Other than that, I've just been working, bro. That's all I ever do is work. That's it. Got to make that money.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, at least everything's going your way then, or everything seems to be going good. That's good to know. Not much to report here. Same old, same old. Just a different day. I gotta send this, I got a hold of the heart play, the heart monitor place today, and I told them I'm going to send it. How do I send it out? How do I send it back? And they told me how. So tomorrow I'm going to box it all up and call them. They're going to send FedEx out to get it. And can either take it to FedEx and, you know, I could probably have Steph take it to FedEx. Or if not, if I call them, they'll send a FedEx truck out to get it. So I want to get that done and out of here. So they can't think that I'm trying to steal it or anything. But other than that, nothing. Nothing at all. If I'd have turned on the radio today and it had been dead, I would have hit the radio to be off.
You know, Roger, that it's always been that way, though. Some days it's just dead, and other days you just can't get a word in because everybody's talking. So it's all good, Dave. That's how it's been. There ain't nothing new to it. So it's all good. There's a couple guys that talk in the morning, and then everybody, you know, German and everybody, and then there's sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening, sometimes late at night, you know. So, I mean, they're still active out here a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I turned it on, I had it on, I was getting ready to reach over, and Sean popped out there, and so we yapped for a little bit, and I told him the same thing. I told him, I said, it used to be so active, even with just two repeaters running down here. It used to be a bunch of people you talked to. I said, it's like nobody's out there now. But I guess we're linked up right now from what I just found out. We're linked up to the other ones. I didn't think we were linked up, but Chad got out there and said hello and stuff like that, so I guess we are linked up there, Roger.
Well, Roger, that, I'm going to give a call out to Sheboygan Bob. Say, hey, howdy, howdy, howdy. Been a minute. Yeah, but that's always better. It's always better when they're linked up, you know, until drama befalls us and then we got to shut it down. But is what it is, and we've got to take it all in stride.
Yeah, like I said to Sean and, what's his name there, I'm not complaining. It's just the way it is. The past few days, you know, I reach over, turn it on, throw my call letters out there, there's nothing chatting, and turn it back off, hell with it. You know, everybody's gone. But it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to quit or get rid of my gear or anything. I just, you know, if I turn around and there's somebody talks out there, then I'll do what I got to do, you know.
You know, Roger, that, like I said, it's just since we've been on this, so, I mean, we're past a year now, so. But, yeah, sometimes you just get a word in, and other times there's nobody out there. So, there's just people out there, but they just ain't talking, too, so. A lot of people listen, they don't really talk. So, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I know. Even with it all being linked up, I'm surprised that there ain't a whole bunch of people out here yapping away. You know, Sheboygan Bob was out here, he'd be saying hello already. I wouldn't even have to call out for him. He'd call for me. So, and Sherman and the rest of them up there, people, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'll be back in a minute. I'm gonna get out of here and go get me a Coke Zero. Jesus, I'd love to have a regular Coke, man. I really would, but all I have is a Coke Zero, which is still all right, but you know it ain't as good as regular Coke. But I'll be back in a minute. WSMZ 793. I'll be back.
All right, there, good enough. Like I said, I just walked in. I'll probably throw a little bit of groceries down my neck here. I'm sipping a coffee, smoking a cigarette right now, but yeah, at least it's done. I could move on with other stuff, figuring better things. So, all right there, Dave. I'll get a hold of you in the zoo when I get a hold of you. WSFT 902, and I'll be listening.
Dave.
Roger,
I just
Roger. I'll
just call them. We're connected.
Yeah, I know. I just found that out. I'll be back.
Good IOG I heard out there. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, very good. How about you?
A lot better than right now. Finally got my toolbox up and running, my truck. And, yeah, we just put a funeral behind us and, you know, things are starting to pick up and mellow out. So, yeah, things are getting back to normal.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that, really. Instead of not knowing what the heck is going on. Anyhow, all right, good talking to you. I just text Bob and told him we're connected, so that way he'll know exactly. All right, take care. We'll talk again. And thank you for letting me know. WIG 48.
Roger. WFNC 902. I'll be listening.
WSJZ 777.
WSIL 946 777. Where about you located?
946, this is 777, currently mobile in Detroit. Testing
okay.
Out a new antenna.
I thought you were coming in from the north. Yeah, you're sounding great. Sounding great. I'm talking on the Mount Clemens receiver right now. So, but yeah, you're sounding really good.
Great, thank you.
Hey Dave, how's that zero going? How's that no good zero?
How the hell with that, man? I seen I had a jug of apple juice up there. Great, man. I'm putting a glass of apple juice. The zero's alright, it's just it's not my cup of tea. Well, you know, I'd rather have regular Coke. But you know, things, just the way things are. It's not bad, it's just, I don't know, you know, I've seen the apple juice, so I said, nah, screw it, I'm going to have that.
Yeah, copy that. Sounds like Frank needs a power bleed on that vehicle. So they hook the gadget on top of the master and they force it through there. With some pressure. Sounds like you still got some air somewhere or bad master cylinder. I don't know.
It could be a combination of things. I'm thinking up in the master though. If he bled him right, like he says he did, you know, he knows how to bleed brakes, so it ain't his first rodeo there. So I figure he's got him bled properly, the lines and stuff. So I'm thinking it's up in the master. It's possible that the piston could be worn out a bit and it's not fully compressing the brake fluid. Could be air in the master, but you see that. You open up the lid and look in there, you see the bubbles. If it was a seal, there'd be brake fluid running down the booster, the front of the booster where the master mounts to. So, but yeah, my thoughts are on the master cylinder.
Mine too, and you know, if he's only getting half a pedal, you know, I don't know, I didn't ask, do they pump up and give you a better pedal or not? Mike, you still in there?
Yeah, no, Roger, guys. I'm here, guys. Yeah, it's, the problem first was I got that anti-lock block where you got two lines going in and other lines going out for the anti-lock stuff. Then I put two big jugs of brake fluid down through her and bled. I bled her really good. It ain't the first time I bled brakes. And normally I don't have that type of issue. But two of my cousins came by and they says, well, there could be an obstruction up in the master booth. So I got a turkey baster and sucked a bunch of stuff out, and there was a bunch of black stuff in there. And then I sucked out this little silver piece, and it was like a little part of the top for the seal of the brake jug. You know how you peel the chrome off the top of it? And there was like a little piece of that stuck down in there. And as soon as I took that out and I finished bleeding the driver's front, was the last one because it was the closest line, it could have been that I just got the air up, or it was that little piece that was obstructing it. So who knows? And again, I probably do need one of them things. I know what you're talking about. They stick it on the top of it, and it goes down in there, and it sucks all the air out. It's like a little pump. Some of them I think you hook up to an airline, but the other ones I think you crush with your hand. It's got like a trigger on it, like a caulk gun. But it could be that. I don't know. I still haven't figured it out, but I've been playing with this for 2 weeks now. But at least it's enough for me to drive.
Well, yeah, if you're seeing black stuff in the bottom of the reservoir, it's probably the seal. I'm thinking you probably need a new master seal in the rest of it. What it sounds like to me.
Yeah, roger that. She's an 07. She's a heater with a heater. She's a Chevy Silverado 1500. The year where they transferred to the new body style. She's a two-door, 8-foot bed. It's just my toolbox. It's my beater with my heater. And like I say, I'm not going to sweat it for right now. I got enough brake to get me around for a while. So, and like I say, I'll take it up to my mechanic and see if he'll bleed bruise that master cylinder. And because everything was fine when I don't have the car running, the pedal's hard as can be. But as soon as I turn it on and I get the vacuum up into the boost, it's like it went right to the floor. And I'm like, well, that ain't no good. And then like the brakes wouldn't even shut. So and I went through twice last night and today. I went through it and bled them all again, all four of them. And like I say, I found that little piece in there, and shoot, you know, that was something.
Well, you know, the whole damn thing could take more than, like one bottle of fluid. So, you bled the heck out of them, but there's something going on, man. I'm thinking that's what's going on.
Yes, sir, roger that. Well, my brother-in-law owns a tire shop up north. I talked with his mechanic, and they kept saying, it's going to be in that block. It's in that block. You got to get the air out the block. You got to get the air out the block. You know, that distribution block. And I'm like, okay. So I bled it. Like I said, I went through two big jugs of brake fluid, and normally one would get all the air out of that block. So I went through another one. And then I just went to another one today. So, I don't know. Like I said, I put a new rotor on it, and then I snapped a bleeder screw off. I had to replace that. And then, I don't know, a bunch of little other stuff. It took me off and on after work every night, about 4 hours every night for the last off and on, probably 5 or 6 days out there playing around with it. So...
Yeah, roger, I get it. They're working, yeah. So you broke a bleeder. What'd you use, Easy Out to get that little sucker out of there, put a new one in?
Oh, heck no. I got an acetylene oxygen tank, and I got them glowing red, and, you know, I was working it back and forth, and I snapped the bleeder off, so I just got the whole plunger, put a whole new one in. I don't play with that. You know, it's already used, it's old. I just bought a new one. They're only like $40 or whatever they were.
What, for a whole new caliper?
This is for the drums in the back. It's the plunger. with the bleeder hooks onto. I don't know what they call it. I've always called it a plunger. It's where the top of the brake pads push out from, where the bleeder hooks onto. I always call it a plunger. I don't know what the technical term is.
Still in there.
Did you say that has rear drum brakes?
Yep-er.
Okay, this is WRC-764. Had that problem on a 92 Chevy Lumina ATV. Sat there at work one night, thinking about it, visualizing the brake system. Went into the brake shop the next morning and said, "Bike the drums." I'm telling you to bike the drums.
Yeah, roger that. It could be. I never had them drums turned, and I just had them replaced, I think, last year. So them drums ain't that old. It's not like they're 2 years old. So it could be. I mean, hey, I'm willing to, you know, could. I might just throw a new set of drums on the back.
Well, you know, if you get too much movement in the cylinders in the rear end, in order to make the pads do their thing, that's going to eat up a lot of your pedal right there. So the adjustment in the rear, move them up, do whatever you can. Well, you're done for the year.
I'm going to tell you, don't replace them until you measure them, because I watched the guy measure them. And when he went from one side to the other, he had to reset the click stop on the mic. So to that point, I knew for a fact they were wore out. And sure enough, they were. Put new mics on there, down there, went through the well, I wear a seatbelt, so I wasn't about to go through the windshield. But when I got to the end of the parking lot, I almost went, you know, had it not been for the belt, I'd have had a problem. The brakes were good. WRXG-764. Good evening, gentlemen. Have a good one. Carry on.
I appreciate you, sir. I really do. No, that's good advice. And like I said, I mean, I wouldn't even bother miking them. I'm just going to, you know, for the price of drums and rotors and stuff like that, I think the rotor I cost was like $100. I got to put a little bit of money into it. She's an 07 Chevy. It's just my beater with a heater, you know, so... But it is nice if you hit the brakes and they stop here, correct?
Well, hey, Frank, if you need any more parts, check out Detroit Axle. They're on 8 Mile and right around Woodward. They're about less than half the price of your general auto parts store.
Yeah, no, roger that. Definitely, save a couple bucks. That's always a good thing, too. But, again, convenience is kind of nice, too, though. So, like I said, I just run up to the corner up here, or I go to Hastings if I'm going to look for a little better deal. But thanks for that information, because I might just go down there and give me a set and throw them on there. They're not that hard to pop the tires off, pull them off, and put them on. And I've already had both of the rears off. So...
WITG-959,
come on, 959.
Hey guys, just listening in. Just wanted to make sure, when you put those drums back on, did you adjust that star adjuster so you couldn't turn the drum anymore and then back it off just a little bit?
Well, what I did is I took the self-adjuster apart, and I put a little bit of grease up in there, and then I threw it in reverse, and I hit the brakes real hard. So, if not, no, I do have that tool to poke that little plastic piece out and adjust if I have to. I just didn't get around to it yet, but I will.
WRXG
Yeah, my past experience is that usually where, you know, I skip that step and don't, you know, do it the full length, but making it so you can't turn it anymore, and then just backing it off just a little bit, and of course, you know, the pedal's crap, but as soon as you do it that way, the pedal comes right up and it's great. So, yeah, you might want to try that before you go replace it.
Yep, no, it's good advice. Appreciate it. That's why I get out here once in a while and throw it around. I was talking with Dave a couple of days ago and kind of threw it out there and didn't get a bunch of feedback. But, yeah, it's good. It's good information. But like I said, I did throw it in reverse and hit the brakes real hard, and it seemed like it helped out a little bit. And when I was putting the drums back on, they were kind of tight getting on and off. But, yeah, they wouldn't hurt to do a little adjustment on them.
Alright guys, just wanted to throw that in there. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Let's go
back at it. W-A-G-E-959 and I'm back monitoring.
Appreciate the 595. Yeah, I'll see what I can do there. Like I said, I've been chipping away at this, and then I had the funeral and everything else, and it's just everything's up in sideways and upside down. So, but yeah, we got there. At least I'm to the point I can at least drive her. I tried taking around the block yesterday, and it didn't feel right. It kind of feels halfway decent now, so appreciate the information, guys.
Yeah, Frank, if your rear drums, if they're sloppy, is what I would call it, where the cylinders are taking up much to make them work, you're gonna lose them. As far as the breast is small wear. If everything's right, that works. But if they're way loose, that ain't gonna work so much for you.
About the best, when I pulled them off, there was no wear into the drum. So and the pads actually look really good for being about a year and a half, about 2 years old. So, yeah, I'm probably going to have to adjust them. But I ran out of daylight again, just like I always do, but I'll take a look at that tomorrow after work and see what I can do with that. But do appreciate that. I do have the tool to do that, too. So, good advice, guys. I appreciate it.
WSAL 4-6. I'm going to go clear. Thanks. Dave's still out there, probably. Clear.
Again, I do appreciate you guys, and I appreciate all the suggestions, and believe me, I'll put them to use tomorrow when I got a little bit of daylight to be out there playing around with it. I just can't believe it gets so dark so early. It used to be 9 o'clock and still be daylight, but come 7 o'clock, you got to pack it up. Either that or you're out there with lights, and I did that a few times, but yeah, I'm kind of over it too. So, WSMT 902, I'll be listening.
Gee, it's almost my bedtime. Coming up here. Okay, you got to get some sleep. Didn't sleep last night, man. Didn't sleep at all. Mind racing and everything. And I don't know. I feel a little calmer today. Maybe hopefully I can lay down and concentrate on one thing and fall asleep. I hope so. It's frustrating. Excuse me. It's frustrating as hell. Well, I'm sure you guys had nights where you can't sleep either, so you know how it works. But yeah, you'll get it sorted out, man. A lot of good advice out here. I'm sure between all the advice and everything, you'll get it sorted out.
Yeah, no rides of that. I really didn't adjust the back brakes, but like I said, I threw in reverse and kind of stepped on the pedal hard, and usually them clickers will click it over. And I did pull the, because I had to put that cylinder on there, and I did pull the adjusters apart, and either I put anti-seize on it or high temp grease, one of the two, just a little dab. Make sure, you know, that they weren't rusted up. Sometimes they'll get rusted up and they don't even work. But yeah, we'll figure it all out. I'm not scared. I'll pull them back apart, you know. Just another day, right?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think about the star adjusters in the back. But I thought those adjusters, you go in reverse and put on the brakes. I thought that, that sets them off. Maybe I'm wrong. I put on brakes quite a few times. And, on cars and stuff. And never had an issue. Let them, got the air out, put the lines back on, rebuilt the master, and the full pedal engine running, or, you know, with the engine running, and never ran into any problems, I guess, thank God for that, because I ain't no brake expert, you know. I didn't even like working on brakes and safety factor, and I didn't want to do it, but I did it. It was girls, you know, and do it for the girls. But I, brakes more of my, forte.
Yeah, no, roger that. Well, you know me, Dave. I ain't here to get my hands dirty. Like I said, I'll get down and dirty and get in there. It is what it is. But I will self-adjust them, because I know I threw it reverse and clicked on it and all that, but sometimes they don't click, so. So, yeah, I'll probably look into that tomorrow, and then if the fellow comes up, I'll be a happy camper, so. But, yeah, I got new pads on the front, new rotor, the other rotor's good. I bought a good set of pads this time, so that's why I waited. Actually, I waited like almost 3-4 months now, because I put a rotor on Mama's car. In fact, that's another thing. I got to throw a whole set of pads on the back of hers. She got a disc on the back of hers. So, and Frank, when he took it up north, they ripped it apart and looked at everything and told me I got to throw a set of pads on that, so, before the rotors get chewed up. So I'll probably get on that here shortly, too. It's always something. It's never ending.
Yeah, well, with Mama's car, changing the pads in the back should go pretty smooth. You shouldn't have much of a problem there. You know, changing the pads, just lift the caliper and pull the pads out, put new ones, and drop the caliper back down, and, you know, as long as you don't pull the brake line or nothing, you shouldn't have to. But then again, I don't know how those are set up, some newer models, but you'll get it, though, to get it straightened out. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Them star adjusters in the back, you know, if you ain't got them adjusted right, there's a lot of slop there, and I'm assuming that'll cause your pedal to do what it's doing, if they're not, if them star adjusters ain't gonna start right. I didn't think about that, you know, but I always thought that they adjust when you back up and put the brakes on, but I thought that's how you start them up, but I never had to deal with them. I never had to deal with them, star adjusters. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, that Dave. I actually have the tool for that. There's a little piece of plastic, and you pop that out, and then you stick. It's almost like a screwdriver, but it's got a little angle on it, and you feel for the adjuster. I think you push it up. You click it up. To spread them out, and then you got to turn the wheel as you do it, and then you'll feel them expand out. And I'll probably end up doing that tomorrow. And like you said, you get it to where you just spin the wheel and it gets real hard, and you click back like one or two, and then you're there. So, well, like I said, I kind of ran out of daylight and inspiration, so it is what it is. In fact, I haven't even put no groceries down my neck yet. Been up since 4 o'clock this morning. So I'm probably going to throw some groceries down my neck and probably throw on a podcast to fall out. So I'm going to say, all right, Dave, I'll get a hold of you here in a little bit. It's WSFT902, and I'm going to throw some groceries down my neck and call it an evening. Thank you, gentlemen, for all the info and the words of wisdom there. Keep me going, and you guys have a fantastic evening. WSFT902, and I am clear.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I knew that's how you're supposed to do the stars. You're supposed to spin the wheel and you put the star upwards so the wheel, so you start feeling it drag. Then you pull the star down a notch or two, just so the wheel comes loose, the drag goes away. I know that's how you're supposed to set them. I just never dealt with them. I knew that's how you set them, but like I said, but I never had to do it. Anyway, all right, very good, man. Go get some groceries down your neck. I'm probably going to sit here for about another 5 minutes, then I'm going to shut down and try to see if I can get some sleep tonight. It'd be nice to be able to get a little sleep, man. But anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. I just have a good evening if we don't. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening for a few more.
All right, good enough, Dave. One quick question before I do shut this down. Do you got any more of them night-night pills left?
No, I've been out of those for a while.
How many of them do you got to take to make you go to sleep? Do you get by on just one?
The white ones worked better than the other ones, but they were busted up. If you remember, the white ones were busted up. I just grabbed powder. But the other ones, I have to take two do me in.
You're taking one whole one, right? Because I take a half one, they knock me out, and I can't even get out of bed in the morning. So that's why I'm asking. I mean, one will put you down.
Maybe it's only one I take. You know, that's a hell of a thing. I said two, but maybe it ain't. Maybe I only take one. I only took one at a time. Because I think they work. I go to sleep. Sometimes I go in the kitchen and I open up the Tylenol PM. I pop three of those. And then it's a iffy. It's iffy. Either I'll go to sleep or I won't go to sleep. It all depends. But like I said, if my mind's racing and everything, there's no sleep. And it likes to race. But yeah, maybe one. I think one.
But Dave, you can't pop three Tylenol 3s or Tylenol PMs. You can't take that much Tylenol, bro. You gotta watch that. That'll tear you up, dude. It'll tear your vascular system up and everything else. You gotta watch doing that. I'll drop you off a couple of them things. They, like I say, when I start bouncing off the walls, I take a half of one of them. They put me down, and I can't even get out of bed in the morning. But if one does help you, I'll drop you off a couple of them next time I get down to that area. Anyway, Dave, I gotta get some groceries up. I mean, I gotta eat, and then I gotta go pick Mama up tonight because I got her car. So I'm gonna shut this thing down. WSFT 902, and I'll put it on you in a little while. I'm out.
Yeah, all right, brother, man, it'd be greatly appreciated. I appreciate that. Thanks, man. Big time. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, like I said, you have yourself a good evening. WSOZ 793, I'm listening for a little bit.
All right, roger that. Good enough. I'm out.
Hey, 793, WITG 959 again. Hey, we were having a discussion, I don't know, probably about a week and a half ago, talking about guitars and stuff like that. I want you to look up a new Fandango guitar. It's called an Enya Sonic electric guitar with everything built into it. I just picked one up. I was skeptical, but I am highly impressed. It plays like butter, and actually, the two little 10-watt speakers in it sounds great. But, you know, you can plug it into a regular amp and everything, too. But, I mean, just for what it is, for, you know, just grabbing a guitar and not having to deal with setting up an amp and all that crap and everything, just turn it on and start playing. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, all right. And, yeah. Geez, they're still around. I don't know, probably Chinese now, but who knows. I remember Enya's. Yeah, I'm looking at Nova Ghost Sonic, Smart Electric Guitar. Which one is yours, a Nova?
Yeah, it's the Nova Go or the Sonic Go something. I can't remember exactly which one. But it's the Les Paul dual humbuckler setup looking one. All carbon fiber.
Yep, you're right. Carbon fiber guitar with 10-watt wireless speakers, onboard presets, charging cable, adjusting wrench and gig bag. Wow, that's some money though, man. $439.99. This is at Walmart or whatever. I think I'm on Walmart, but I just clicked on the first one I seen. Is yours the black one?
Yeah, that's affirmative on that. Yeah, I got the black one, which is a flat black, so it kind of looks like the carbon fiber itself. It just doesn't have those, the thatches in it. And then I kind of waited because they just came out with the new 2026s, and I had read that they were going to do some upgrades and stuff, so I waited. And then I waited until Amazon had their Prime deal days. And I ended up getting it for almost $300 out the door, a little over $300 out the door.
Yeah, that's a nice looking guitar. You got the black one, then they got the one with the multicolors. I really don't care for multicolored guitars with different colors all over it. But I'm looking at the black one, the one you got. I know this is the one you have. Pair of humbuckers, single knob. It looks like a single knob. And then they show the onboard electronics. Yeah, it's a cool guitar. Enya, man, hell, I remember when I was young, Enya guitars. I don't know if this is the same company or if they went over to China or what, but that's all right, though. Oh, and you get the gig bag and the whole thing with it. Five stars across the board. Yeah, five stars, man. So I'm assuming it plays great and everything. Action's really good on it and stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty much perfect right out of the box. I really didn't have any complaints. I dropped it down because I just naturally do that with my guitars. I like it close to the frets without just before the buzz point. That's just how I like to play them, and the frets are rolled on the ends and nice and smooth, and I couldn't believe how good it actually is. The neck is just it's so nice and slick because there's no wood, there's nothing to stick to. It's wonderful.
So the whole guitar is carbon fiber, including the neck.
Yep, all solid one piece neck through design, and about almost 2 pounds lighter than a regular Les Paul, even with all the electronics in it.
Yeah, it looks like it's light. It looks like the truss rod adjustments on the bottom. Is that what I see coming out of the neck on the body there? Is that the truss rod adjustment above the top pickup?
Yeah, which is really nice because it's almost like a cammed adjuster in there, and it's not like the normal adjuster where it scares the crap out of you when you start turning it because it's so darn tight. This one just is smooth, nice and easy to turn, and you can't go too far. It stops at its limits. It's a really nice guitar for what it is. I was really surprised. I was just thinking, okay, I'll grab one of these and, I'll play it every once in a while when I don't feel like pulling out a full rig stuff and all that and everything, and now it's like, I ain't gonna play nothing else.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It is a nice guitar, man. I wasn't criticizing anything. I was just wondering, I was looking to see if there was a truss rod cover on the head. I didn't see any, and then I looked down, because, some guitars, you get these guitars, some guitars you got to get with the neck, you got to straighten the neck out a bit. Not straight, but you know what I mean. whatever, 10,000th at the 8th fret or, you know, when you go to adjust the neck. Some of them you have to adjust the neck, some you don't. Apparently you didn't have to. I like the idea of the rolled fret, the rolled fret end. I had a Gibson Les Paul here, studio. I hated it. The fret end was, you know, you cut your fingers running it. It was a real Gibson too, wasn't no Chinese one. It was a studio faded. I couldn't keep that thing in tune. I could put it on the guitar stand, pick it up 5 minutes later, and the thing would be out of tune. And I tried everything except for locking tuners. I didn't bother. Because I never got along with it anyway, so I traded it for a Fender Stratocaster. But, yeah, that's a nice guitar. I wouldn't mind having something like that. Some onboard controls, do you have, like, distortion and stuff on there?
Oh, yeah. There's, multi-levels of clean, multi-levels of distortion. You can do your own custom setups. The switch that has the LED around it is a push button. And while you're playing, if you set it up for, like, your channel 1 is a clean, your channel 2 is a distortion, your channel 3 is a clean, your channel 4 is a distortion, it's just as good as having a pedal. All you got to do is stick your finger down there and push that button real quick. And it works perfectly, you know, it doesn't sound, it's not choppy at all when it switches over. Like I said, it's just, it totally amazed me.
Yeah, Roger that. Where's the speaker at? Oh, wireless speaker. Okay, my bad. Just out of curiosity, how big is the speaker?
Like you said, they're only little, like, probably inch-around speakers. There's two of them in there. And then the speaker opening's probably about three and a half inches wide, and then maybe 4 inches long, elongated. And you really can't see it unless you're really looking. I mean, unless you're really, really looking for it. As to where on the white one, because I flipped the coin between the black and the white one. But on the white one, when you looked at the guitar, you could really see the speaker. On the black one, it's hard to spot.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I just took the black one. If you could see the speakers on the white one sounds nice, but black one, you know, it hides them, and like you said, man, it's a pretty guitar. A nice padded case, too. It looks like road case. So how is it? Does it stay in tune? Does it, you know, I'm sure you had to stretch the strings a few times and do a few things there, but does it seem to stay in tune okay?
No issues whatsoever. The tuners are nice and tight. They've got a really good gear ratio to them, so you're not having to overturn the crap out of them. And I just, as soon as I got it, I do this to all my guitars anyways. I put a new set of Elixir nano webs on it and stretched them out, put it in tune, and I just tiny little tweaks here and there now. Just depends on how hard I play it, basically.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it takes time. You put new strings on. I know I go through this. Put new strings on, you know, stretch the hell out of them, retune them, get the guitar in tune. Then you play, and then after a while of bending and stuff, you have to go back and kind of retune, retouch the tuners a little bit. But after a couple times, that's it, and usually, if everything is good, the nut and everything and stuff, it should stay in tune no matter how much you bend the hell out of it or whatever you do. It takes, you know, new strings, you got to kind of, I don't know if you call it break them in or what, even after stretching, I noticed even after stretching each one, I, you know, tune the E and then stretch it, drop it, it's D, tune it back to E, pull it again, drop it. And then if I pull it again and drop it and it stays in E, then I know I'm there, you know, like the A and the D strings and stuff. But still, though, after a while of bending and messing around, notice that you got to reach up there and give a little tweak on the tuner. But then after a couple times of that, that's it. It should be all right.
that's basically it. And with the elixir strings with the coating on them, the nanolab coating on them, they take a little while longer to break in. So they do take a couple good stretches and a couple good, you know, play it kind of hard and strum it kind of hard and then check it. And after that, solid as a rock. But, yeah, it's just, like I said, for what it was, I just can't, it's still blowing my mind on how good it sounds. And all the electronics connect Bluetooth. You connect them right to your phone, so you can do all your changing of your effects and everything on the phone if you want to do it that way, or, like I said, or you can program it into the guitar and just use the little push button. So, it's a fun little toy now.
Yeah, well, congratulations on getting it. Yeah, you seem to really love it. It's a nice guitar. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. If I didn't think it was a nice guitar, I'd tell you, well, it looks, you know. But I like it. I think it's cool. I'm curious about the fretboard. Is the fretboard carbon fiber, or is it rosewood, or what is it?
As far as I know, it's all carbon fiber. There's just some kind of, whether they formed it that way to make it look like it's more wood-looking or whatever, but as far as I know, the whole thing is carbon fiber. There's not an ounce of wood in it. It could be like a veneer covering, too, or something like that. I really didn't check into that part that much.
All right, I just was wondering, because I don't have a close-up of the guitar. They won't let me blow the picture up. I'm sure if I go back and find another one to click on, I probably could. But I'm looking at it, and, you know, it just made me wonder if it was rosewood or carbon fiber. If it's a carbon fiber fretboard, well, that'll never wear out. You know, with proper care, that old damn guitar would probably outlast the earth. You know? I don't know about the frets. You know, frets do wear out after, especially if you beat an ally of it every day, you know, but that's all right, man. It looks like a great guitar. It sounds like you did a good job. They did a good job on it, you know, with the rolled fret ends and everything. And how long did it take before they shipped it to you?
Like I said, I got it during Amazon's Prime Deal days, and I had it in 2 days. Well, actually, I ordered it late one night and had it the next day. So, typically, actually, I guess in all reality, it was a one-day delivery, but it's just because I ordered it late at night. It rolled over until the next day. But, yeah, the other good thing is you don't have to worry about humidity or any of that, warping it. It's just, it's kind of a no-nonsense, very, very minimal upkeep on it. Just make sure the strings are good and everything, you know, that's on it is in working order, and hope the electronics don't go out. That would be the only bad thing I can think of.
And I'm assuming you're also able to plug it into an external amplifier, right?
Yep, as soon as you plug in the plug into that jack, it shuts all of its internal components off and just acts like a regular old guitar. You can still use the effects, but it doesn't come out of the speaker anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm looking here, man. This thing got rave reviews, man. 5 stars out of 5 in the reviews, man. They're all saying, man, this is a great guitar. The sounds you get out of it are excellent stuff. And like I said, it is a nice guitar, man. I didn't think any was still around, man. Hell, I remember any guitars when I was young. I think I might have even had one. I had so many damn guitars in my teens and stuff. You know, some of them I forgot about. I think I did have an Enya. Either I had an Enya or my buddy Rodney, rest in peace, brother, had an Enya. One of us had an Enya. And, you know, I thought, you know, it said Enya, and I'm thinking, Enya, Jesus Christ, man, they're still around.
That's what I thought too when I first seen it. And I was like, man, I remember them making something that was kind of like a gimmick guitar in the 80s. And I couldn't remember exactly what it was, but yeah, I remember. I remember them way back when too. But yeah, I just I'm happy with it. And like you said, the reviews on it are just outstanding. It's just, it's amazing that it works as well as it does. For, I think the price point on it's good, and just like you said, the easeability of just pull it out of the bag, turn it on, and start playing. And the speaker doesn't sound like it's coming from your lap. It actually projects and makes it sound like you're playing either a live acoustic guitar coming out of the sound hole, or even when you're using the distortion and the effects and everything like that, it doesn't sound like it's just popping out of a speaker in your lap. It kind of surrounds you a little bit. So it's really cool.
Break. All right, got you in there, Break. All right, man, very good. Like you said, too, you don't have to worry about warpage or all that other stuff. Like I said, well, if you take care of it, it probably outlasts the earth, carbon fiber. But anyway, all right, man, I'm going to go ahead and get on the side here, and this Break wants to get through. You can go ahead and give it to him, and I'll talk to you in a little bit. WSSV 793, and I'm listening.
All right, there, Dave. Have yourself a good rest of your night there, too. I'm going to head out here and go watch a baseball game. But good talking to you again, as always. And we'll talk again soon. WITG 959. And I'll go ahead and hand it over to that Break. Go ahead, Break.
Yeah, 959. Yeah, it's an NU guitar. Where'd you get it?
Right off of Amazon. They seem to have the best deals on them right now, and you don't have to wait weeks and weeks for the shipping, because I think they do come from overseas. I think Dave was right about they turned into a Chinese company, but right off of Amazon. I just happened to decide to buy it during the Prime Days deal, so I got it at quite a discount. I don't know if they're still running that same price or not. I know they said it was like 28 or 30 something percent off or whatever, but they might still be running it at that price. Like I said, it was a tick over $300 when I got mine.
Yeah, you kind of broke up at the end there. This is WSAA 336. What was the price on it? Can you tell me?
I believe it was $339. Yeah, it was $339 before taxes and everything like that. And they're originally like four something from the actual Enya website. So, like I said, it was a good deal. That's why I decided to pull the trigger. I don't know if they're still running that price or not on Amazon.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I can always just keep an eye on it for sure. I'm not in any hurry. I got one already that I play, but that sounds like a pretty sweet thing when you can. It's kind of like an Ovation in a way. It is what it sounds like, where it is an acoustic guitar, but it's electric also. Do I have that right?
They do have a version that is that, and it's actually a little bit cheaper. The one I have is an actual solid body electric with dual humbuckers. So, bucklers, I don't know where I have bucklers from. But, it's basically a Les Paul copy body style. But I know they do have one that is an acoustic guitar that has a regular sound hole and everything, plus all the electronics on board.
I'm just going to take this opportunity to sneak in here real quick. Amazon is through. I'm looking at the Prime member price,
$373.98. Hey, Dave, you out there?
Yeah, Chuck, what's up, man?
Yeah, I took your advice, man, and I took the strings off. I took my sound hole amplifier out, and I did a quarter turn, and man, it's beautiful. So much easier on my fingers. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, no problem, man. Appreciate it. Glad it worked out for you. I know, like he said, you know, it was truss rods and everything is scary, but if you know what you're doing, you're careful. You know, anybody can take care of business. Just you gotta be patient. Because I taught myself a little watching a couple of YouTube videos. This is years ago. But that's how I learned. So I do all my own. But cool. I'm glad it worked out for you.
Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe tweaking it just a little bit more to give my fingers a little more ease. But I just don't want it to, you know, start buzzing or anything, you know. But you guys were talking about staying in tune. I am having that problem more so now than I did when it was the way it was. So after I did that, I don't know. It could be the weather, too, I suppose. Over.
Well, a lot of factors, well, not a lot, but a couple factors come into play in staying in tune. The nut at the top of the fretboard, if your nut slots have burrs in them or something and they're hanging up on the strings, that's one thing. Usually that's the cause of it, is the nut slots, unless you have really crappy tuners that don't wanna hold their tension. That's usually the only problem with it staying in tune is either the nut slots or the tuners themselves. Adjusting the neck shouldn't have affected it. It's staying in tune, shouldn't have. But be careful though, man. If you're gonna tighten it a smidge more, just make sure you can turn it. If you go to tighten and you feel like you're gonna have to lean on it, don't.
No, I took your advice wholeheartedly. I went the opposite way first, and then it moved, and then I turned it clockwise, and you know, like a little more than a quarter. And no, it worked perfectly. But I think my I might need to tighten my tuner, the nuts on the tuner, I'm thinking.
Yeah, Roger, do you have the little Phillips screws on the end of each tuning, the part where you grab and turn with your fingers? You got the little Phillips screws on those?
Yeah, copy that. But I also have, well, this is a Washborn acoustic, and it has, like, nuts that hold the, you know, where it comes through and then you hook the string through it. It's got, like, an actual nut that goes on there, and I noticed they were a little bit loose, but I just basically hand-tightened them, you know.
Yeah, I've ran into that quite a few guitars I've worked on. Now you got to tighten those down. You don't want those loose, and you want to go just a little bit past finger tight. You get yourself, I think it's 7/16. Most of them I worked with are 7/16. Just enough to snug them. You know, just turn them till they snug, and then that's it. Don't try to torque them down like you're putting on a cylinder head or something. But they should be tight, because not only will that affect tuning, but if they're loose enough, they'll actually rattle when you play, and you'll be wondering where the hell the rattle's coming from. So yeah, you should get yourself a 7/16 and just snug them a little bit. If there's when you grab the tuner and turn it, the knob, if there's a Phillips screw on the side in the middle of each one, you snug those down with a screwdriver, then just back them just a little bit, just a hair each. And you know, the tuner, it'll tighten up the slack in the tuner, and what they call end play inside the tuner, and that'll help keep it in tune.
Yeah,
also,
I'll do that. Yeah, okay, I'll give that a whirl. And Yeah. I'm glad you were on tonight. I haven't been hearing you out there in a while, and I actually told Jack yesterday to tell you I said hi if he talked with you, because the repeater's been down over your way. But anyway, nice yakking with you, and you have a good night. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear and listening.
All right, Chuck, very good. Yeah, I was on a three-day hiatus anyway. Yeah, Jack passed a message to me today, said hello. But I didn't know we were connected. I thought we weren't connected because we ain't been connected in a while. And then I was talking with Jack, and I said something about that. Well, I said, I think we're still disconnected. And then Jack keyed up, said, yeah, no, we are connected. And I'm like, oh, we are connected. All right, you know. But anyway, my friend, glad you straightened it out. Anything you need to know, man, just ask me. If I know about it, I'll tell you. If I don't, I'll tell you I don't know about it. So that's how it works. You have yourself a good evening, my friend. WSZ 793, and I'm listening for you. You know, man, if I didn't have these five guitars here, I'd probably go for one of these.
Yeah, Dave, which one was it, WSA 336?
Which one was what?
The
guitar?
Talking about tonight.
It's an Enya Nova Ghostonic. It's an Enya Nova Ghostonic, smart electric guitar. And, oh, you get all kinds of stuff with it, too. They give you the charging cable and adjusting wrench. What the hell is the adjusting wrench for the neck? Well, they give you a wrench to adjust the neck. That's the only adjusting wrench I can think of. And a gig bag.
Yeah, I see it. It's 370, 398.
Yeah, Walmart is 439. That was the first one I clicked on. But Amazon here, yeah, $373.98. Regular price, $439.98. Oh, there's a big picture of a chick holding it. Now I can see it. Oh, that's a nice guitar. I gotta admit, man, that's a cool looking guitar, man.
Yeah, I was kind of looking for another, like, cheap acoustic guitar, you know, that maybe had some electronics on it, but it's just the opposite of what he said. It's like, I'm looking at, they're like $699 for the acoustic version.
I didn't see the acoustic version, but I'm just looking at the one he's talking about. Like I said, you know, if I didn't have these five I have here now, I'd probably consider getting one of these. I bet it'd be cool, man, to take somewhere. You got a couple people, you know, you sit out on the porch, a couple people, man, you can jam. You don't have to drag an amplifier out there. You know, I bet you it works out real nice.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, he said it produces some really good sound too. Hey Dave, you remember those small amplifiers they had? You hook them on your belt. You remember them?
Oh yeah. I got a pig nose over here. Small amplifier, six batteries. The leather case one. You know, I don't know if you ever seen the old pig nose from the 70s and 80s. And it has things on it. You hook a strap to them, and you can strap it to yourself, you know, to carry it like a book bag hanging on your side. But and it takes six batteries, and it's got a 6-inch speaker. I just put a new speaker in it not too long ago. But back in the day, in my teens or whatever, I had a Gibson SG. I had this square, little square cube. It was made by Gill. And on top of the cube was a guitar jack, the jack itself. On the bottom of the cube was an on and off switch, and you just put it right on your guitar. Turn it on. You used to turn it on and point the speaker at the bottom pickup. You used to walk up and down the street jamming.
Yeah, that's hilarious, man. Like, I think it was, man, I want to say it was, like, called the Mini or something like that. It was just, my buddy had one. And that thing really produced a lot of sound, though. It was kind of tinny sounding, but, I mean, it was pretty cool, like, if you didn't have a big amplifier to plug into. So he'd plug into his amp with his electric guitar, and then he'd give me that for my acoustic, because I had that pickup in it.
Yeah, I don't know about today, these days, but I know back in the day, like I said, you know, I'm going back years. There was quite a few portable amplifiers. Honeytone made one. I remember one time I had an Olson, believe it or not. Remember Olson Electronics? So I had an old Olson. It looked like a big amplifier, like a Fender amplifier, but it was really small. You could strap it to yourself, and it ran on 4D batteries. And it had an overdrive channel and everything. I remember that one. I had that one. And there was all kinds. Honeytone. Guild made a couple that you could strap to yourself. I think there was a Gibson, too. Gibson made one, a portable battery amplifier that you strap to yourself. And like I said, I still have the pig nose over here. I still have my pig nose from a long time ago, from years ago. A couple years back, I blew the speaker in it, and I put a Jensen Mod speaker in it. I love the Jensen Mod. I replaced the speaker of my Thunder amp with the Jensen Mod. It did a hell of a job. So, yeah, there was all kinds of them. I don't know about today, you know, what's out there today.
Yeah, I want to say it was a Marshalltown, but I'm not 100% sure. It's been so long, but it was that, you know, the black, and it had like a silver front on it. It was probably only about maybe 6 inches by 6 inches. It wasn't very big, and then it just clipped like right on your belt.
Yeah, Roger that. Marshall made one. I remember that. Marshall made one too. I think it ran on 2D batteries or something, or a couple double A's. Yeah, Marshall had a belt clip guitar amp out too.
Yeah, here I am talking about Marshalltown like it's a trowel or something. Isn't that funny? Yeah, Marshall. But anyway, yeah, I think that's what it was, man. But, I mean, that thing made a lot of racket for a little box, you know. I was surprised, because I looked at that and I was like, that ain't going to be any good, you know. And it was surprisingly loud, but, I mean, why not, you know. It's something to have to make sound if... Because, see, he only had electric guitars, but I had an acoustic, so it kind of worked out for both of us. He just turned his volume down, and I jammed. We jammed, you know, all the time, but...
Yeah, well, like I said, I had quite a few battery-powered little amplifiers, you know. I had a few of them, like I said, that Olson one especially, Olson Electronics. But my favorite one out of all of them was that cube, was that Guild. The cube that you plug right into your guitar. And, like I said, it was just this little square box with a jack coming out of the top and an on and off switch on the bottom. And you turn the volume up and down with your guitar. And I just used to plug it right in, you know, plug right into your guitar and just stayed on your guitar. And I used to point the speaker. It had a two or two and a half inch speaker. It wasn't that big of a speaker. And I used to turn it, point the speaker right at the bottom pickup. And the guy used to get sustained, and it was wild. That little smoke cone was wild. I think it ran on a 9-volt, too. Yeah, it ran on a 9-volt battery. That's how small it was. But that thing was wild, man. It used to work pretty well.
Oh, yeah, man. Those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah, I had this girlfriend at the time. She didn't like me playing guitar. She didn't like it because her real reason, the actual reason was she was afraid I'm going to get in a band and then I'm going to end up, you know, with the groupies and stuff and, you know, kick her by the side. I don't know why. She just never liked me playing guitar. But I spent the night with her one night at her house. And I'm walking through the house. I always had my guitar on me, and I had it strapped to me, and I was playing it. But I had it turned on. I didn't have it wide open. She got mad, and we got in an argument. She pushed me out the front door. It's 2 in the morning. True story. Pushed me out the front door on the porch, closes the door behind me, you know, and locks it. So I turned my guitar all the way up, and I stood there on the porch. I still remember it like it was yesterday. I stood there on the porch jamming. You could hear it echoing off the houses and stuff. She came back out and dragged me back in.
Yeah, you cut out on the end there, Dave.
Yeah, all right. Well, this microphone, the button's really touchy. If I'm talking and I don't watch what I'm doing, and I let my fingers holding the microphone start to relax, it'll cut the mod out.
Hey, Greg.
All right, Chuck. I'm gonna get on the side here and sit here for a few more minutes. I know I keep saying it, but I got to go to bed sooner or later. I'll talk to you in a bit, man. You go ahead and let that break go.
All right, Dave. You have a good one, man. This is WSAA336. Go ahead, break.
Well, hey, Dave, WSIL 946. Women love guitar players. I think she was trying to protect you from all the other females that might get their hands on you, is what I'm thinking.
No, that's the truth, too. I had girls swarming around me when I played guitar. They found out I was a guitar player, and I don't know, man. The girls just swarmed around. It's a true story, man. But I had my girlfriend, and I was faithful. Even though she was a PICCH, I was still faithful. But, you know, she kept me talking to another girl, and she'd start freaking out on the other girl, and la, la, la. It was all... But she didn't like that guitar. I don't know. I'd be playing. I'd be upstairs practicing. And my mom would tell me, you know, Brenda's on the phone. So I'd unplug, I go down the stairs, I put the phone, you know, up on my shoulder, and I'm still kicking the strings. I'm like, yeah, what's up? She goes, are you still playing that stupid guitar? I told her, yeah. I said, I'm playing it, man. I'm practicing. What do you want? I told her, I said, what, do you rather I be in the bar picking up chicks? You know, I can either practice the guitar or go to the bar and pick up some girl. Well, I wasn't old enough to drink. Or some I used to tell her. She used to get really mad. But, yeah, she didn't like my guitar.
Copy that. All right, good talking. Good listening. Good listening. I might just jump on Amazon and buy myself a guitar. Have a little pickaxe. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, well, this one, man, is Enya Novago. Go Sonic. For the price, man, I don't think it could be beat. I'm trying to think of what guitar. There's been a guitar out there. It doesn't have the amplifier built in, but and no pickups on it, but you plug it into an amp and there's a switch and you can make it sound like all kinds of different guitars. I'm trying to think of the name of it. They were the first to come out with something like that. A friend of mine on Facebook has one. And years ago, and he got me on Facebook Messenger, not Messenger, voice chat. and he played it, and he was showing me how the different tones of this stuff, man. You can make it sound like anything. I forgot the name of it, man. I'm sitting here trying to think, what the hell's the name of that guitar again?
They copy that. Well, it's an electronic world. There's a bunch of AI we're going to have to look out for here in the very near future. It's going on right now. You know, there's just a bunch of copies going on.
Yeah, Roger. That. Well, I'm not too keen on this AI business. I don't like it. I don't know why, but for some reason I don't. I don't like it. I don't know why the hell they gotta. It don't matter anyway. That's the way life is. Even if you don't like it, too bad. They're gonna do it anyway. So, hell with it. All right, man. Well, we'll get on out of here. Chuck, if you're still in there. Gentlemen, have a good night. And maybe see you. Maybe holler at these guys in the morning if we're still linked up and everything's everything there. All right.
Copy that, Dave. I'm going to go clear here. Here at 857 might be Ohio Station.
I'm sorry. Call sign is WSHU357.
Yeah, come on, 357.
Hey, I just got this new radio. I'm just testing out this new bow thing. I was just wondering.
Well, it's working. It's working. You just sent a little handheld. So yeah, but it's working. Where are you located? How close to the repeater are you?
Well, I'm in Royal Oak. I'd say in a 65 repeater is about 50.
Well, you know, I would, you know, you're probably in one place with the antenna straight up, which everybody will tell you that. But it's a little weak, you know. You get a little something better, you're gonna be dandy.
Well, I'm inside, so that's probably why.
Good copy that. Well, I was in Berkeley a couple of weeks back. I was able to talk to Dave. Off of probably Detroit repeaters without a problem, but yeah, you know, you get you a little better setup, you'd be dandy.
Well, I just installed, I got a base station on the base station, I just figured I'd try to do so.
Very staticky, but I can understand it. It's very staticky.
Well, that's a done thing. Well, thank you anyway.
Yes, sir. WSIL 946. I'm going to go clear, fellas. Great talking.
946 is great talking to you. This is WSHU357. I'm clear.
Hey, 488, Jack, you out there? WSAL 946. 488, Jack, you out there, sir? WSAL 946. No copy, 488. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
922, this is WSA 8336. How you doing, Greg?
Oh, hello there, Mr. Chuck. How you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. I can't believe this repeater is finally working on, honestly.
Yeah, roger that. It's been a while. It's been actually pretty quiet for a couple of weeks, and I kind of assumed that the repeater was down. I was talking to Mike and Chad. They were out there, and I was like, man, the repeater must be down. And then Jack got through. We talked to him a little bit a couple of days ago, and he told us that the repeater was down. So anyway, yeah, nice hearing people out there again. Over.
Yeah, for sure. I could, I can hit Mayville from my house. Right now I'm on a Flint, but I could hit Mayville and hear Mayville, so I could hear you guys periodically. But yeah, it's a good thing to have it back up and running for sure.
You been doing anything with this nice weather? Been getting out doing anything?
Oh yeah, we've been really enjoying the weather here. Doing a lot of yard work, getting the leaves picked up lately. I don't know about you, but just trying to get all that stuff ready for winter.
No, the only time that we get leaves is from the neighbor's trees, and that's going to be coming here pretty soon. I got a feeling because as the weather gets more closer to November, I think we're going to, you know, they get that wind out of the west and it just blows them in our yard, you know. But, yeah, my front lawn needs to be mowed. The backyard doesn't. So that's probably going to be my next thing, next day or two. I'll probably have to get that mowed. And that should be maybe the end of it. I don't know, maybe one more time.
Yeah, I've been keeping up on my leaves. Even though the yard's not growing, I've been chopping the leaves up with a lawnmower, so it's kind of been nice. I just run around, chop the leaves up every couple, 3 days, and keeping up on it, so I never have to rake anything. But, yeah, it was good hearing you out here, Chuck. Good hearing everybody else out here. I was listening earlier between another net, but, yeah. We'll chat at you later. WSGH 922 will be clear after yours.
Yeah, good talking to you too as well, Greg. Yeah, you take her easy, have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon. It's WSAA 336. I'll be clear and listening.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to call it a night. Unless everybody fell off before I got back in here, but... anyway, whoever can hear me, good night. Y'all have a good night out there. That time for me. WSFZ 793, and I'm shutting her down.
I thought that was your first. WSAL 946. You have a good night, Dave. Sleep tight, baby.
Yeah, hey, Ralph, appreciate it, man. Great talking to you. We'll talk again. Hopefully we still leave tomorrow. It would be nice. Find out, though. But anyway, all right, man. Catch you later, brother. And I'm back out.
Copy.
Have a good night, Dave. WSAA 336.
All right, Chuck. Excuse me. I just took a drink here. You have yourself a good night, too, my friend. Hopefully we'll still be connected tomorrow and talk a little more there.
I gotta try to see if I can get some sleep out of the deal. I didn't get no sleep last night. I don't want to be falling out tomorrow. But have yourself a good night. And WSOZ 793, I'm shutting down.
Your radio seems to be working. WSIL 946. You can talk to us.
WSBI 847. WIAG 38. Copy. Try one more time. WSBI 847. WIAG 38. Copy. WIUG, Friday's clear. Station 544. Station 544, WIUG, Friday's copy. Station 922. Station 922, WIUG, Friday's copy.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Jack? WSGH 922. I'm on to Mayville. Seems like Flint is down again.
I don't know what to tell you. It was working a while ago. I don't know what happened now.
I know. I was on it talking to Chuck about 15 minutes ago, and it's not working now.
Oh, I don't know. The weather is okay. I don't know what else out there. Maybe the wire went off somehow.
Yeah, who knows? So what's up?
Oh, nothing much except a little chilly here.
Yeah, I know it. I was, worked out in the yard today, got my leaves picked up, and we went for a walk, and it was pretty chilly.
Yeah, the weather changed right away from hot to cold, and I don't know what's going to be. It may be going to be from now on cold weather.
Yeah, it's get to be about that time of year. We're going to get a couple of hard freezes here and knock these weeds down.
Roger. Anyhow, I was on another side of the road. There was nobody out there. On both sides, there was nobody out there. So I just came back here to see if there's Bob out there or not. Anyhow, I texted him, I told him we were connected and all that, so. Roger?
Okay, did you, is he okay? Did you talk to him?
I texted him and I said he's okay. I said everything looks good here this way.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't know. I know it said something was going on with some testing and stuff, so that's good. He's doing okay. Yeah, other than that, that's all on my end here. Nothing else. Watch a little TV.
Right, that's what I'm going to do. Watch TV for a little bit, then head to the shack.
Yeah, I got my QST magazine today, so I got to read that. I was like sitting back with that magazine, so. All right, Jack, we'll talk at you later. WSGH-922 will be clear after you.
All right, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG, wait 8.
Node 7 1 0 disconnected.